It's time for LBC Football on the Flying Dutchman Radio Network. Today's game is brought to you by Lebanon Valley College. Now, let's take it out to the game with John Wilsbach, Brian Kaiser, and Steve Leedy.
Pleasant good afternoon, everyone, from Williamsport, Pennsylvania. This is LBC Football. Glad to have you along today. John Wilsbach with Brian Kaiser on 1510 AM WWSM. And on WMSSFM.com. And the Flying Dutchman with a week off and trying to turn things around and finish strong on the season. 1-5 coming into this with Lyco at 2-4. A good matchup today, Brian, but the question is, will LBC rebound from their recent losses?
Well, they definitely need to, because right now you've got a team that coming into that bye week break was reeling. A team that just could not find anything offensively, dropped all the way down to dead last in the conference in scoring per game. And everyone knows. I mean, you got to, no matter what the other stats say, you must score points to be able to win football games. When you're only scoring 13 points a game, like LBC has in the first six games of the year, you're not going to be on top very often. Puts a lot more pressure on the defense and really makes every possession matter that much more. So very important for this team to have that break, to try to regroup, figure out what they do well, what they need to change, what they need to get better at. And I think they got that. Now the question is, does it translate onto the field?
All right, we're going to step out. When we come back, we will talk to Joe Beeler, the head coach for Lebanon Valley College. We'll step out for a 60-second break and be back after this on the Flying Dutchman Radio Network.
Lebanon Valley College rewards high school achievement with their presidential scholarship. Scholarships are known for being generous and straightforward, and they're renewable for 4 years if you continue to earn strong grades at LBC. High school seniors can earn guaranteed presidential scholarships worth up to $17,450 this academic year if you are ranked in the top 30% of your class. Visit www.lbc.edu/calculate to determine your potential scholarship and find out about other LBC scholarships and financial aid.
The LBC Blue and White Club provides annual support for Dutchman Athletics through gifts to the Blue and White Club. Alumni, parents, friends of Lebanon Valley College play a role in the support and enhancement of the student-athlete experience. Share your Dutchman pride and contribute to the Blue and White Club. For more information, contact Lebanon Valley College about your support of the Blue and White Club. LBC winter sports are just around the corner. Men's and women's basketball home games get underway with the Renzo Marquette Tournament on October 18th, 19th, and 20th. Men's ice hockey hits the Hershey Park Arena October 29th, and women's ice hockey will face Utica November 1st. For schedules and information, check out GoDutchman.com.
Back on the pregame show alongside of Lebanon Valley head football coach Joe Beeler. Coach, it's been a little bit of a break now for the team after the first part of the season, and after that first part, is this just a time where time to turn the page and it's a new season, pretty much start fresh?
Well, each game's its own game, so yeah, we're focused on Lycoming today, and the pass is what it is, and had two great weeks of practice with the bye week, and our kids got to go home for a weekend. We were able to give them, because it's fall break on campus, and Lycoming also had a bye that weekend. We were able to give them the weekend off, so they got a couple days at home and came back, and we just had a lot of energy on the practice field, which has been good. The other thing that happens a lot of times is teams can get healthy at that break. Is that the case with your team? Do you have some key guys back?
We do. John Jones is back today, so that's really good for us. And some guys did. They healed up a little bit, but, you know, in practice we also had some bumps and bruises as well, so it's it all evens out at this time of year.
Got to go to the quarterback position because before you had Peroni, then it was Connell. Connell gets hurt. It looks like it's now back to Peroni as the starting quarterback. Talk about where you are right now, not just the quarterback, but with the passing game.
Sure. Tim is our starting quarterback today, and you know, we worked really hard yet again these 2 weeks on the timing and you know, the mechanics. The nice thing about the bye week is that first week gave us a chance to spend a lot more time individual period working on fundamentals, and I think both the receivers and the quarterbacks have been really good for them. So we're excited to see where that takes us. Of course, today the wind will be a factor, and I think everybody knows that. I mean, it's 20 mile an hour wind, so you know, we'll see how that affects the passing game for both teams. Let's talk about your defense, because it's a defense where you're not seeing maybe the turnovers that maybe you would hope to see at this point. How do you assess, though, the defense's play? Are you getting enough big plays from the side of the ball?
Well, I don't know that you can, how many fumbles you get. I mean, I know we've been hitting people, and, you know, sometimes those things just come in bunches. You know, we are doing some really good things defensively. We're very young on that side of the ball. I mean, you know, we were making some mistakes early in the season as far as just alignment and execution of the calls, and we're starting to clean all that stuff up, and we're playing, I think, a little better defensively. I am excited about some of our young players and what they're doing, and anxious to see them take another step today.
You talk about how young, especially the defensive side of the ball, is. It brings up another thing that now has to become an even more important part of your side of things, and that's the recruiting. In a season like this so far, if a team struggles like this, is it easier sometimes to recruit because you can say, look, we've got opportunities for people to play right away, especially with today's athlete really wanting those opportunities?
Sure. I don't know what that does. I'm not sure you always attract necessarily the guys you want that way. What I can tell you is this. If you talk to our players, they love playing for the Flying Dutchman, and they love being a part of our program, and that's who sells recruiting. Your players sell recruiting. If they're happy and they love the program and they love working with the coaches, they're going to tell that to the recruits, and then you hope the recruits can see that this is a program that's a great to be a part of.
Last thing is about the opponent today, because Lycoming, they have the rich history, and it's been a game over the last so many years that has been extremely competitive, some very tight finishes. What's it going to take to beat the Warriors here at their home field?
Well, we have to eliminate the big mistakes. In the last two ball games offensively, we've made some big mistakes, and we've got to eliminate that kind of stuff, because Lycoming, historically, they take advantage of your mistakes, and they're willing to be patient to wait for you to make those mistakes. You know, I think it's going to be a tough ball game. I think it'll be very physical. I think it's two very evenly matched teams. So I think turnovers and field position both will play a big part in this game.
Talk to that, Coach. Thank you. That was Lebanon Valley head football coach Joe Beeler. Back with more after this in 2 minutes on the Flying Dutchman Radio Network.
The Suzanne H. Arnold Art Gallery presents its newest exhibition, Numa Yasana, Works from the Mary Knoll Collection. A traveling exhibition from Syracuse University, this showcases a collection donated by the Mary Knoll Sisters of original works of art by 22 Tanzanian artists, including print, drawing, watercolor, sculpture, and textile. The exhibit runs from October 28th through December 18th. For more information, go to lvc.edu. The Vernon and Doris Bishop Library serves as the academic center for Lebanon Valley College, containing over 215,000 books, CDs, DVDs, and microfilm. The library also features an online library catalog, wireless access to the campus network, study rooms, and more. The library, with certain restrictions, may be used by all LVC alumni and anyone residing in a 170 zip code. Their hours during the regular fall semester are Monday through Thursday, 7:30 a.m. to midnight, Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Sunday, noon to midnight. More information at lvc.edu.
It's a day at the Valley. LVC welcomes potential students to the campus for an opportunity to attend classes and shadow a current student. Academic information sessions and campus tours will be offered. Parents are also encouraged to attend. Day at the Valley will take place on Friday, October 28th from 8 to 1 and Friday, November 11th from 8 to 1. For more information or to register, go to lvc.edu and click on the Schedule a Visit to Campus link.
Did you know there are more than 16,000 LVC alumni living around the globe? Valley graduates call 35 foreign countries their home and have settled in 50 states, plus the District of Columbia here in the U.S. LVC alumni are encouraged to become part of the Career Connections Experience, an online mentoring program that provides students and recent graduates an opportunity to tap into the LVC Global Network for exploration, networking, and mentoring. For more information, call the alumni office at 867-6321.
Welcome back. John Wills back alongside Brian Kaiser in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. Lebanon Valley College at 1-5, taking on Lycoming College at 2-4. And another special treat here today is Lyco will be honoring their longtime
former coach, Coach Girardi, and a guy who was here for many years. We interviewed him several seasons ago on the LVC broadcast, just an institution of what he did back in the day for this Lycoming program.
Well, Frank Girardi put this program on the map. Coach G coached from 1972 to 2007, 257 wins. They won 13 conference championships in his time on the sideline, 11 NCAA playoff berths, and made the finals on two separate occasions, including back in 1990, the first ever Amos Alonzo Stag Bowl that went to overtime when they ended up losing to Allegheny. They never went, got all the way over that hump, but just a guy who has been a class act the entire time he was at the school. And he probably handpicked his successor, and Mike Clark has done a fine job with this program in his stead. The year after Girardi left the program, Mike Clark immediately taking over and taking this team from a losing record the season before to a co-MAC championship. And in his ninth year, he has only had two losing records. That was the 2009 season after that co-MAC championship, and a year ago when they were 4-6. So this becomes a very important game for Lycoming today at 2-4. They lose here today, they get close to that back-to-back losing season that they want to avoid. Speaking of which, LVC, if they would lose today, they ensure a losing season. So they definitely, at this point, want to try to get on a winning streak of some sort. Very important for the Flying Dutchman. I think the location, the opponent, I think will help Tim Peroni. A year ago, exciting 41-38 overtime victory for LVC. So Peroni will have that chance. We'll take a break. We'll be back in 1 minute. And station identification here on the Flying Dutchman Radio Network.
It's Christmas at the Valley on Sunday, December the 4th. Come back for this time-treasured holiday tradition as LVC celebrates the joys of the season. Performances on Sunday, December 4th at Miller Chapel, 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. It's Christmas at the Valley, Sunday, December 4th. For more information, it's lvc.edu.
This year's LVC Colloquium Series is called Memory. On Thursday, October 27th, Professor Wendy Suzuki will present the astonishing truth about exercise in the brain at Zimmerman Hall. How does exercise change your brain function? Did you know that even a single aerobic exercise session could change the neurochemistry of your brain and improve mood and attention? The presentation will take place at 6 p.m. For more information, check out the colloquium page at lvc.edu.
John Wilsbach alongside Brian Kaiser. Glad to have you along for LVC football. Brian, we briefly touched upon the fact of Tim Peroni taking back over the head quarterback job with Tyler Cottle being injured a couple weeks ago. A position that has kind of been up in the air, you know. What is this LVC team going to do? Is it going to throw? Is it going to run? And certainly the running game, not nearly what we thought it would be going into the season.
Well, they've underachieved there. But I think part of that is because they haven't gotten anything out of the passing game. But you have to try to throw in order to be able to throw. So I think at times, you know, the play calling hasn't helped. I think the execution hasn't helped. I think they've made key mistakes in execution on some situations that put them in bad situations. But bottom line is, at this point, this team has to man up and just get out there and get after it. And I think it's going to be very important and a very telling first drive coming up for LVC.
Kickoff, and it will be taken by LVC on the near side. Diggs up across the 20 and tackled up near the 30-yard line. Tyre Diggs on the return, and the Flying Dutchman will take over first and 10 at its own 32.
Here's your quarterback. It's junior Tim Peroni, who a year ago in this game, 206 yards, four touchdowns, one interception, also lost a fumble late that was returned for a touchdown, but drove the team down with a tying touchdown after that, and then scored the game-winning touchdown in overtime. His running back, Brendan Irving, the deep man in the eye, had over 100 yards a season ago in this contest. The senior looking for three straight 1,000-yard years.
First and 10 backs in the eye, and the D-back will be Irving. Peroni under center. He'll give it to Irving. Going right side. Finds a hole. He's out to the 35. Cuts it up at the 40. Breaks another one up to the 45. And a first down up at the 46-yard line. A 14-yard run on the first play by Irving.
Your fullback is Evan Lysak, a junior. Very good blocker. Got a good lead block to that right side. That right side of the offensive line. Bob Van Horn, Scott Werner at tackle and at guard. Coming back the other way, Bryant Wellers, your three-year returning starter at center. Logan Stover's your left guard. Ryan Kingsill, your left tackle. Travis Taylor, Michael Gavel, Divlin Berberick are your wide receivers and tight end.
First down is going to be Irving taking it to the left side. Gets it around the 46 and then tackled up near the 48. It's a gain of two.
It's an LVC offense that is very ground dependent. This is a team that wants to establish their ground game. Ninth in the conference in total offense at just under 300 yards per game, but they're second in the conference in running the football. They run for about 198 yards per game. The glaring weakness right now, the lack of passing. The only team in the conference under 100 yards per game passing. They need balance in this offense to be successful.
Slot right and left. Peroni in the shotgun. Irving to his right gets the handoff again going left. He's across midfield, breaks a tackle. Flag's thrown as he dives to the 46-yard line.
And if this is against LVC, that's one of those key mistakes that we talk about where this team makes mistakes at key opportunities. We'll see if it actually is or if it's going to be offside against Lycoming. Usually this is in the area of some sort of a hold, and it will be LVC. And the Kingsill, the left tackle, getting called for the holding.
As mentioned in the pregame comments, a very windy day here in Williamsport.
That definitely affects things in terms of what you want to do passing. If you don't have confidence coming into a windy day passing the football, you're not going to all of a sudden decide that you're going to run the run and shoot out there. So they are going to base this thing on the ground game. Hopefully they can find a way to get Peroni into a flow.
Second down, 16. Peroni play action, rolling left, fakes, dodges one tackler, throws up field, incomplete. He threw it behind the tight end in Berberick, and it was almost picked off.
And there really wasn't anything there, and he got pressured, and that threw him off, and he's trying to force that ball into coverage. And Berberick really never got completely open, but the pass patterns down the field, you had one guy going long, and there's no way you're throwing the ball that long in this sort of condition. So
and against the body.
Right.
He's on the back foot.
It makes it easier for a defense to cheat on a pass pattern. You had two guys out, but one guy was not an option. You had only one guy you had to worry about covering.
Third down, 16. Peroni, handoff, Fink going to the right, looks to cut up the middle, gets into the 40, and spins his way back to the 44, close to the original line of scrimmage, and the punting unit comes in.
But the mistake is the penalty, which stops the drive. They had good momentum moving the ball on the ground. And these are the sort of things that have been frustrating for Coach Beeler and his staff all season long, are those key mistakes, whether they be turnovers, but penalties are drive killers. And that one right there on second down killed this drive.
Moser standing back at his own 31. Back to receive is Kim. Low punt into the wind, bounces at the 35, goes backwards. LVC falls on it at the 36. I would think, though, Brian, when we're talking about a passing game, which we saw that almost pick just moments ago, you're going against the wind. You would think that they would roll him more to the right, go shorter passes into the wind.
That's what you might expect, but we didn't see that on the first drive. Maybe they'll adjust to that, maybe not. We'll see what they do. I think their success with the running game will give them a lot more confidence to come out and be very run-heavy as they have been so far this year. For Lycoming, Chase Whiteman is their senior quarterback, but Blake Bowman is the main power guy because he's the running back who leads the MAC in rushing with 581 yards.
Yeah, slot right and left, and Whiteman's going to throw to the far side, but overthrows Gibson, the intended receiver, brings up a second down and 10 from their own 36.
The other starters, Dennis DeMaio, when they use a fullback, many times they'll use Dante Gibson, who you mentioned there, John, as a slot receiver slash third down back. You've got wide
Valley College play a role in the support and enhancement of a student-athlete experience. Share your Dutchman pride and contribute to the Blue and White Club. For more information, contact Lebanon Valley College about your support of the Blue and White Club.
Welcome back. John Wilsbach alongside Brian Kaiser. We apologize for the technical problem. First down and 10. LVC going from our right to left from their own 35. Peroni handing it off up the middle. Brendan Irving looks to cut it to the outside, and he's tackled up around the 37.
Not sure how long we were off, but just to bring everyone up to speed, Lycoming now with a 7-0 lead. Chase Whiteman, a 9-yard touchdown pass to Nick Costello, capping a 7-play, 67-yard drive. And for LVC, still just trying to find a way to stop shooting themselves in the foot. It has been the penalty flag that has hurt them in this game, stopping a couple of drives with penalties and also continuing that touchdown drive for Lycoming with two separate first down producing plays.
Second down and 8. Peroni's going to keep it running with the near side up across the 40 and dives up to the 44. He'll be just a yard shy of the first down for LVC.
I like what the offensive line has been doing here, John. You're seeing much better performance up front, with the exception of the two penalty calls that we've seen against LVC that have stopped drives on holding penalties. But this offensive line is definitely getting a good surge against the front four of Lycoming. And it's not allowing the linebackers to really flow cleanly. And when they can't flow to the ball, it gives you an opportunity as a ball carrier to have a little bit more room and make a few more decisions.
Third down and 1. LBC in its own 44. Jones will be the tailback. Peroni under center. They'll go Jones right side. He'll have the first down. Still rumbling across midfield. 45, 40. Flags are thrown as he's tackled at the 36 of Lycoming.
Yeah, he's just pounding right up the middle, but we're going to have this one negated too. The back judge threw that one about 40 yards.
Yep, another penalty against LVZ.
I think they called the tight end Trey Manning. Sounded like number 80. I'd love to see that one again.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's third down, 5 yards to go, and what would be a passing situation, although doesn't necessarily have to be one, how LBC's run the football. And with Fink coming in the game at running back, and they also like to use him on shovel passes and the like. So wouldn't be out of character for this team to do something like that.
Third down and 5. Shotgun, Peroni, rolling right, looking, now throws up field, incomplete, was looking for Michael Gavel. Now threw it down a little bit too low, he had to dive back for it, could not grab on, fourth down, and the punting unit in once again.
Play was there, it was thrown in a place where the receiver could not make the catch. And once again, for the third time in this game, John, a penalty on the offensive side for holding has stopped an LBC drive.
So Moser to punt, standing back at his own 27. He'll boot this one to the opposite side. Wind holding it up, takes a Lyco bounce, and will be stopped around the 44-yard line. And Lycoming leading 7-0.
Giving you a statistical breakdown, I could give you a lot of stuff right now, but the main stat is this one. Lycoming, no penalties for no yards. Lebanon Valley College, 5 penalties, 50 yards in this first quarter of play.
They still call it Lycoming up here. I've always said Lycoming. I've had some say either way doesn't matter. Not changing. It's like you folks at Del Valley.
Well. A lot of folks who say Lebanon, like we're in the Middle East.
Oh, good point. First down, near side. It's going to be Whiteman throwing and complete. Down along the near side to Slim DeFralin and a first down across midfield at the 42.
So Kukwalin, 25 catches now on the year, and he and Costello, pretty much the only real receivers that they use frequently. They do not rotate those guys a great deal.
First down and 10 of the 42. This time Waitman lines up under center, wide right and left. Hands it off, trying to go up the middle. It's going to be Gibson.
Yeah, but Austin McGuire, the sophomore defensive tackle out of Lititz, Pennsylvania, makes an outstanding play getting around his man, getting penetration in the backfield. Here's a guy who's on the come right now for LVC, a guy who continues to make good plays. And what they've done, they like the fact that he can be versatile. So they had him at defensive tackle, but they can also bounce him out to the outside. He's a guy that they can build on for the future of this defensive line because they need solid players who are good in both facets.
Second down and 10. Pass near side incomplete. Whiteman looking to get it to Kim before he was going to get drilled. The backfield flags are thrown. We should get a hold finally against Laco. 1:22 to go in the first. 7-0. Warriors with the lead.
They will take this one. Dan Sipps, backup right guard, is the guy who gets the penalty thrown against him for the hold. Great opportunity now for the Flying Dutchman, especially now with the clock starting to run down and the wind advantage right now in this first quarter has been to the back of Lycoming. See if they can get a stop and get the ball back and finally get the wind in their possession.
Second along, they'll give to Gibson, going to the right side, across midfield of the 45. Going to move at the 40 and down, so he gets back a lot of what was lost.
Plus three.
Yeah.
Yeah, he ends up getting 13 on the play, and or even more than that, but he gets all the way up to the 40-yard line.
Brings up a third down and 8. Lycoming at the 40 of LVC.
And Moser, the leading tackler on this LVC team, probably their top corner, is out of the game in pain on the sideline. It's also your punter as well, so something to keep an eye on.
Shotgun, Whiteman in the pocket, looking, now steps up, throws far side, complete, a first down to Keegan Morrison at the 30 of LVC.
You've got backup defensive backs now at both the corner positions. As on one side, you've got Gilger, who got the start today, but in place of the injured Nick Tucker, and now Cody Davis, who has not seen a lot of action this year, in place of Spencer Moser, the junior out of West Grove, Cody Davis coming in at the other corner. Don't be surprised if they try to pick on him very soon with the very experienced Nick Costello.
First and 10. Whiteman bobbles the snap back to him. Now he'll scramble to the near side, and he gets his legs taken out of under him. Around the 28, he'll pick up 2.
The missile by the name of Tim Schumacher coming flying after the quarterback. Is Schumacher sees him, and as soon as he tucks that ball, Schumacher makes a beeline for him. You have to, as a linebacker, wait until he commits to just running the football. As soon as that ball gets tucked, Schumacher hits another gear and cuts him down for only a couple yards. That'll be the last play of this first quarter.
We'll step out after one here in Williamsport. It's Lycoming 7, LVC nothing. Back after this on the Flying Dutchman Radio Network.
LVC winter sports are just around the corner. Men's and women's basketball home games get underway with the Renzo Marquette Tournament on October 18th, 19th, and 20th. Men's ice hockey hits the Hershey Park Arena October 29th, and women's ice hockey will face Utica November 1st. For schedules and information, check out GoDutchman.com.
The Suzanne H. Arnold Art Gallery presents its newest exhibition, Numa Yasana, Works from the Mary Knoll Collection, a traveling exhibition from Syracuse University. This showcases a collection donated by the Mary Knoll Sisters of original works of art by 22 Tanzanian artists, including prints, drawings, watercolors, sculpture, and textiles. The exhibit runs from October 28th through December 18th. For more information, go to lvc.edu.
Back in Williamsport, LVC down 7-0 in this contest as we get set for the second quarter. Glad to have you along today on 1510 AM WWSM. Our other radio station, 91.1, is doing Middletown football today, homecoming there. So they're unavailable to join us, and we're glad to have you along on WMSSFM.com. It is a second down and 8. Gibson with a carry. Going up the middle, finds a hole at the 25 and dives to the 22. That'll be a couple yards shy of the first down.
Let's look at your first quarter stats. Running the football, LVC with 22 yards. And that's like coming with 22 yards and 67 through the air, 89 yards total offense. LVC, 55 yards rushing, no passing yards, 55 yards total offense. Time of possession is with LVC as they've had 8 minutes in that first quarter of play, but the penalties was the big thing. 5 penalties for 50 yards.
1st and 2, Gibson right side, finds the hole, picks up the first, and is tackled at the 17 of LVC.
Also gives us a chance to look at the scoreboard. Stevenson at halftime leads Delaware Valley 12-0. Albright already up 21-0 on Wilkes. And that's still with 5 minutes left to go in the first quarter. 2 long touchdown passes and a blocked punt return for a touchdown for Albright. The scoring for that one. King's College in the first quarter, a 14-0 lead on FTU Forum. And Wagner has 2 DeAndre Sapp touchdown runs to lead Misericordia 14-3. That also in the first quarter.
First down and 10 at the 17 of LVC. It's going to be Gibson again, trying to go up the middle, spins off one man, gets wrapped up near the 15. He'll pick up 2 yards.
And a very important series of downs here, John, for LVC, because the one thing that Lycoming has not been this year, and that is they have not been good in the field goal kicking area. So not a team that has done very well on that end. So if you can stop this team and force them to either attempt a field or go for it on fourth down,
it's definitely not a sure thing how they've kicked. So a great chance for this LVC defense to try to keep this a 7-0 game if they can get a stop.
Second down and 8. Slide left. Gibson, right side, cuts it up near the sideline, inside the 15, to about the 12-yard line.
Gilger's over there, and also Jacob Whitfield, the big nose tackle, coming over and pursuing the play as well for the Flying Dutchman defense. It's that gray area, though, at third down, about middle distance, about 5 yards to go, where it could be run, could be passed, and also you have that in the back of your head that this team could go for it on fourth down. So you have to be very wary of something short. Maybe a running play around the line of scrimmage may put a little bit more pressure on the defensive backs.
Third down and 5. Whiteman in the pocket, throws down the middle, has Morrison battling near the goal line, and touchdown. 12-yard touchdown pass.
Easy as you please, because everyone on the outsides was so worried about the receivers out there that everyone lost Morrison, and the middle of that defense, those linebackers getting too deep on the play, nobody anywhere near Morrison, and just finds a hole about 10 yards down the field right in the middle. Easy pass, easy completion, easy touchdown for Lycoming, and they take a 2-score lead.
Extra point kick is on the way, and it is good. We'll step out, 12-14 to go here in the second quarter. Lycoming 14, LVC nothing. Back in 30 seconds on the Flying Dutchman Radio Network.
The Vernon and Doris Bishop Library serves as the academic center for Lebanon Valley College. Containing over 215,000 books, CDs, DVDs, and microfilm, the library also features an online library catalog, wireless access to the campus network, study rooms, and more. The library, with certain restrictions, may be used by all LVC alumni and anyone residing in a 170 zip code. Their hours during the regular fall semester are Monday through Thursday, 7:30 a.m. to midnight, Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Sunday, noon to midnight. More information at lvc.edu.
Welcome back. John Wilsbach, Brian Kaiser. Lyco now with a 14-0 lead on LVC. The SID here is saying that was actually Colin Wright who came in to lead that touchdown pass to Keegan Morrison.
So Wright ends up throwing into Morrison for 12 yards on the touchdown. That drive, 10 plays, 56 yards, 5 minutes and 15 seconds. And Lycoming now with a 14-0 lead on an LVC team just looking for any answers at this point. I mean, here's your concern, I think, for me, John. The last two games for LVC, 48-0, 34-6, got away from this team quick. This game has that potential as well if things don't turn around quickly.
There's Gavel on the return, sidestep, and a bunch of Laco players, but only able to get an extra 3 yards out of it. LVC's offense back onto the field again from the 23, and always great to watch here at Laco, the border collie, run out onto the field and pick up the kicking tee after kickoffs. A long-time staple here in Williamsport.
And the cannon.
And the cannon, too,
always
on the
annoys
far
me.
Side, yeah.
Always annoys me.
Sure is.
Because the cannon's not for my team. That's why it does annoy me. And we wouldn't have many opportunities to hear the cannon on our side so far because the offense keeps getting its own way.
LVC starting in its own 23. Peroni, quick pass, throws it behind the intended receiver for LVC. And that was Gary Wise. Turned him around, and Peroni just took that snap and quickly threw it. Wise wasn't even set in position to get it.
I'm not sure who that was. I mean, it may have been more wide receiver than anything else because that seemed like it was supposed to be a little hitch pattern, and Wise was running an out pattern, which requires him to turn the entire body as he makes his move and never had a chance to see it.
Second down. Here's Irving. Big hole up across the 25-30, and he will be close to the first down near the 33.
Can you win a football game without throwing the football? Because
we
might have to see that. The passing game in 2 weeks, just based on a very small sample, has not improved. So the fact that Brendan Irving is getting some very nice rushing lanes to run through early on in this game, they may have to lean on that even more.
Third and a foot. They'll go again up the middle. Irving has the first down across the 35 and spins his way up to the 40-yard line. And hopefully they can keep this drive sustained without making the errors that we saw in the first quarter.
That's the key. You can't keep making penalties to kill drives. This team is not built to be able to handle that sort of thing. There are some teams, a 15-yard penalty, hey, they'll just throw a deep ball and they'll be perfectly fine. This team isn't built that way. Offside penalties,
yes.
Holdings.
And did I have to even mention it, Brian?
No.
There's the offside against LBC. Mark it back, five more. Someone jumped on the line.
This is what we're seeing.
Yeah.
I mean, unfortunately, this is what we're seeing so far. Irving already, 7 carries, 40 yards in this first half of play.
Offensive line coach Mark Painter has to be pulling his hair out at this point with the mistakes being made down there.
It's frustrating. I mean, it's frustrating for everybody.
First down and 15 from their own 35. Peroni, two-step drop. Again, this time it's the out pass to Gary Wise. He'll catch it and get out of bounds near the 43-yard line. Made up some ground. They'll mark it pretty close to the 43.
And it's the first completion of the game for Peroni after 4 incompletions. And this has been a staple play for this LVC team against Lycoming. Remember a year where Joey Miller, they kept throwing that play over to him time and time again. And
yeah,
the corners were back so far off in their coverage that it was open all the time.
Handoff. Jones trying to roar up the middle, and he'll be stuffed right at the line. He'll pick up one up to the 44. Now it brings up the third down and 6 for the Flying Dutchman at their own 44-yard line.
And this has been their tough down and distance. And you look on the season at what LVC has done offensively on third downs. It's actually not that bad as far as statistics. They make it 32.5% of the time, which is 6th in the conference. It's not horrible.
Third and 6. Peroni going to roll to the far side. Looking. Throws across the middle. It's high. It's batted in the air. It's intercepted. And Laco will get it back on the far side of the field. Interception by Caron Williams.
And for Williams, that's his first pick of the year for the freshman safety. And you just throw again, John, what you had said before, rolling to his weak side, to his left, having to throw across his body back the other way, not the way to get a quarterback who is struggling with confidence to be brimming with that sort of confidence. And he throws the ball across his body. It's also one that ends up hitting Gavel and deflecting off of him. That's a play his receiver also has to catch.
The majority of the rolling plays have been him throwing against the body so far. Here's a handoff right up the middle. Big hole, Bowman at the 40, 30, the 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, dives for the cone, touchdown, Lake Bowman for Lyco, and now they lead it 20 to nothing.
A 57-yard touchdown run, and from the very beginning, that was trouble. They hand the ball off, and the entire LVC defense was too wide on the play. Then all of a sudden, everybody converges to the middle of the field, and Bowman has all sorts of room to bounce it out to the outside. Poor defense leads to another touchdown, and this is all unraveling right now for the Flying Dutchman.
Sure is. They've got to stop the bleeding. Extra point kick is on the way, and it is good. And we will step out. 9:21 to play in the second quarter. Lycoming 21, LVC nothing. Back on the Flying Dutchman Radio Network.
Lebanon Valley College rewards high school achievement with their presidential scholarships. Scholarships are known for being generous and straightforward, and they're renewable for 4 years if you continue to earn strong grades at LVC. High school seniors can earn guaranteed presidential scholarships worth up to $17,450 this academic year if you are ranked in the top 30% of your class. Visit www.lvc.edu/calculate to determine your potential scholarship and find out about other LVC scholarships and financial aid.
Back in Williamsport. An interception by Lyco, and then the first play, Blake Bowman taking it the distance.
It's hard to watch right now, John, because this is a snowball effect for this team. And one mistake happens, and then so many times with your top teams, if somebody makes a mistake, there's always somebody there to make up for the mistake. They atone for it. They make sure that somebody picks that guy up. On this team right now, when mistakes are made, whether it be penalties, nobody's making the key play after that. There's an interception that's thrown. The defense on the very next play after it gives up a big rushing touchdown. It just is snowballing out of control for this Flying Dutchman team.
Flying Dutchman on the return. Get it back to the 31-yard line. That's where they'll get the offense back out onto the field once again.
See what they can do here, because now you have a team that has run the football effectively but cannot sustain the drive, because all it takes is that one stop on the running game. Then you're in a passing situation. They cannot throw the football effectively. They got to find something at this point.
First and 10. From their own 32. Backs in the eye. It's going to be Irving going left side, trying to follow some blocks, and he's only able to get up to the 35. So a gain of 3. We remind you we're back home next Saturday. This is Recordia. 12:45 airtime, 1 o'clock with the kickoff.
Misericordia right now has just gotten closer to Widener. They're down 17-9 as they have just recently scored in that game. Missed the extra point.
Play action. Peroni throwing deep down the right side. Way overthrows Gavel. Incomplete. I don't know if it was just not compensating for the wind. Or just let that one
fly. He's not seeing the field. He's just not seeing the field the way that he did a year ago. He's looking down the field, and there's just nobody anywhere near where he's throwing the football. So either he's throwing that ball away because there's some pressure on him. He just doesn't have the poise in the pocket that he had a year ago. And a year ago, if you're getting pressure, Tim Peroni's stepping up, and he's running out of danger. He's not doing that this year. There's definitely a lack of confidence that he's shown.
Third and 7. Slot far side, split near side. Peroni throws for Wise and not near him. As I think he was looking for Wise to do the out. Wise did the hitch, which is three times they've done those plays with Wise getting one of them out of the three. Yeah, you can throw deep with the wind of your back if you've got a speedster who's breaking past everyone. Otherwise, in these conditions, you've got to keep it shorter.
There's just no communication right now. There's a lack of connection with this entire passing game.
Onto the near side. We'll bounce at the 32, and Kim will take it back at the 25, and will be wrestled around near the 29-yard line.
That was Adam Domovich, who punted that time for LBC, as Spencer Moser still has not returned to the game after getting injured earlier in the contest.
21-0 Lycoming. They'll get the football at their own 30.
You got any chance to turn this game around? You cannot give up points here for the defense.
Can't.
I'd even venture to say at this point, you need to make something happen in terms of a turnover or something like that. You need some sort of a motion play. And that has been lacking from this LVC. We have not seen big plays out of the passing game. We have not seen big plays defensively in causing turnovers.
First down, handoff going to the near side, and out of bounds goes Zolfkoffer. That who ran it? Or was it Kim?
I think you were probably close to the first time.
Yeah. Zolfkoffer.
Not a guy who is anywhere near the depth chart.
No.
But, you know, it's a jet sweep play. You get that to the outside, and he picks up 10 on it.
Yep.
Some good blocking at the point of attack by Lycoming, and LVC didn't recognize it. To stop the jet sweep, you've got to get the edge and shut that edge off, and they weren't able to do so.
Now, Lyco wants to call a timeout. We'll step out, 7:49 to go in the second. It's 21-0. Lyco leading LVC back in 30 seconds on the Flying Dutchman Radio Network.
It's a day at the Valley. LVC welcomes potential students to the campus for an opportunity to attend classes and shadow a current student. Academic information sessions and campus tours will be offered. Parents are also encouraged to attend. Day at the Valley will take place on Friday, October 28th from 8 to 1 and Friday, November 11th from 8 to 1. For more information or to register, go to lvc.edu and click on the Schedule a Visit to Campus link.
21-0. Lycoming leading LVC.
At this point in the game, just the disparity in the two passing games is glaring. You've got Lycoming 7 out of 9 for 79 yards. LVC 1 for 8 for 8 yards and an interception. And that's the biggest difference in this game is the balance of Lycoming.
Whiteman's going to hand it off. Far side Gibson trying to get outside. Flag's thrown. Only gets up to about the 44. Most likely we'll get a hold here. Getting a lot of action to Dante Gibson out of the back right now. He's out of New Jersey. He's a freshman.
He's not on the depth chart, but he's somebody when you look at their statistics, you know he's going to get the ball because out of probably all of their players, he's probably the best dual threat that they have. Coming into this game, 18 carries and 9 catches. So they use him as a very versatile play. The penalty on that one moves it back 10. Holding is the call against
back
the Warriors.
To the 30-yard line, brings up a first and 20. Slot near side, split on the far side. In motion goes Zolfkoffer, but they'll hand it up the middle to Bowman, and he'll penetrate up to the 36 for a gain of 6.
Just an updated score. Alex Kripke has hit Hayden Warren for an 11-yard touchdown. Widener now leading Misericordia by a score of 24-9.
Second down, 14.
Albright's up on Wilkes as well, 34-6. So runaway scores the par for the course today.
Whiteman going to keep it up the middle, slides down right at the 40, the original line of scrimmage, and it will bring up a third down and 10 for the Warriors.
It's a heady play for Whiteman, too. He intended to throw that out there as a flanker screen. Wasn't there, very well defended by LVC. The defense read that one perfectly, so Whiteman just steps forward, sees he's got some room, and just goes forward and slides for about 5 yards, knowing he's, you don't force that right now. You just take a positive gain out of this. You still have third down to try to pick up first.
Trips to the near side, slide to the far side. Third and 10 at the 40. Whiteman in the pocket looking, throws across the middle, incomplete, was looking for Costello, who went a little behind him. Fourth down and the punting unit comes in.
An imperative stop there for the LVC defense. And they come up with that stop, helped out by the holding penalty against Lycoming. But still, the defense did what they needed to do in that situation. Get the football back for your offense. See if you can get a little closer. Need to punch one in here before the end of this first half, but you could not allow Lycoming to get any more points on the board here in the first half if you expect to come back.
Miller to punt, standing back at his own 25-yard line. Schumacher back to receive. Punt very high, and the wind holds it up. Schumacher comes down with it. A fair catch at his own 41.
Couple more scores from the MAC scoreboard. Zach Whitehead has accounted for 3 touchdowns, 2 on the ground, and 1 passing touchdown to Marquise Miller. Kings has a 21-0 lead on FDU Forum. We'll be at FDU Forum in 2 weeks from now. And in the big game in the conference, Stevenson continues to lead Delaware Valley 12-0. That's midway through the third quarter down at Stevenson.
Gary Wise lines up wide on the near side. Peroni in the shotgun. He's got a slot to the left side. Fink is to his left on first down. Peroni's going to run to that far side following Fink. Running from the start, they only get up to the 45-yard line, a gain of a few. So it brings up a second down and 7 for the Flying Dutchman. 5:38 and counting here in the second quarter. Lyco in front, 21-0.
But a drive now, John, where you get a positive gain on first down. Irving's back there in the backfield. Wouldn't be surprised to see him get the ball. Love to see him get the ball in the passing game also.
Ronnie again looking to keep it and just gets wrapped up with one paw and then thrown down back trying to get that little fake off.
That's a senior defensive tackle, Aiden Hines, who's out of the Harrisburg area. 6 foot senior, 240 pounds and reaches up. And the drawback of having a smaller quarterback like Peroni is a defensive lineman with a big hand like that can grab him and throw him down.
Susquehanna Township product is, he literally made it look like he was a rag doll out there. Trips right, 3rd and 10. Peroni shotgun, rolling to the right, looking, throws incomplete, was trying to get it to Sailor. And he was tightly covered.
No separation at all.
None whatsoever.
Great coverage on the play all over the place for Lycoming, but specifically right on the ball that time. It was Jonathan Zeter, the junior corner, who was right with the receiver Sailor running that hook rat down the field, comes down, curls to the inside, and Zeter never left his hip pocket. The ball had to be thrown precisely, and that's just a tough throw for a quarterback in windy conditions.
LVC to punt, frees to their back from around the 30-yard line. This high, deep spiral, and Kim goes backpedaling to the 15, up to the 20, takes it now toward the far side, and gets dropped at the 25-yard line.
It's a better punt that time for Domovich, although it does outkick the coverage a little bit, but it's a booming punt with the wind, uses it to his ability, and even with the return, not great field position for Lycoming as the coverage holds him to a return of about 10 yards. Upcoming schedule for LVC, Misericordia next week back home. Following week will be FDU Forum for the final road game of the season, and then Albright is senior day on November the 12th back at Anvil, that big rivalry that they end the season with.
Gibson on first down gets the handoff, trying to take it up the middle and only able to penetrate up to the 27-yard line.
This is where Lycoming will try to work a little clock if they can, knowing that LVC with some issues in the passing game is not going to be a team that's going to be a quick strike offense. So if they can pick up a first down or two, they'll be very comfortable going to the locker room already up 21-0. So this is where if the LVC defense can make something happen, get the ball right back for the offense, give them enough time to maybe drive down the field and get something on the board before the half.
Second down, it's Gibson again, trying to go to the right side, gets wrapped up and loses a yard back at the 26.
Great tackle that time from Ryan Johnson, the defensive lineman able to get in there, the sophomore out of Bath, Pennsylvania. Just swim move around his man, ducks inside, sees the running back bounce to the outside, but before Gibson can accelerate, dives down at the ankles and takes out the propellers from underneath him.
Third and nine, trips to the near side. Shotgun for Whiteman. He'll roll to the near side, looking, throws the short out to Morrison, but he cannot hold on to the football. Incomplete, brings up fourth down, and the punting unit comes in. LVC gets the football back at least one more time here with 3:08 to play in the half.
That's good defense, too. You had coverage, and Whiteman took the safe play, which you expect him to do most of the time. He took the underneath receiver. He had Whiteman, he had his man Morrison one-on-one against a linebacker in Tommy Garner, but the second that Morrison bobbled the football, Garner was able to react and make sure it was incomplete. Wasn't going to pick up the first down, even if he caught the ball.
Miller to punt, standing back at his own 11, into the wind as time. Nice, low line drive. Schumacher has a bounce off his face mask as it hit the turf and then pop back up, but he falls on it all the way back at the 41. Great angle by Miller at getting rid of that punt.
Yeah, tremendous job punting the football by Miller, as that ball was a line drive, but recognizing the wind conditions. That's the experience of playing on this field and knowing what sort of punt, if you can have the time, that you need to get off to break through that wind.
Well, the Flying Dutchman offense back out there again from their own 41. Need to try to get some points on the board here.
Tyler Sterner, now the quarterback for LVC.
Sterner's going to hand it off. Irving moving up the middle, pushing his way up to the 20, make that the 45. And they'll give him four on the carry.
Sterner on the season. He's the junior six-footer out of Hanover, Pennsylvania. Played for the Southwestern High School program. 1 for 3, 12 yards in his attempt so far. Pretty obvious right now, though. Tim Peroni struggling in these conditions.
Yeah.
They got to make a move.
Second down and 6. Sterner straight back to pass in the pocket, looking, throwing far side, complete. First down to Saylor across midfield on the 48.
Yeah, great job that time of just getting the ball out there. The snap from center, he pulled out a little early, but controlled the snap and then looks out to the outside. And that's the sort of nice, safe pass that you want to get for your quarterback, that quick little out pattern that you know is available against Lycoming. Interesting that they're calling timeout here. I'm not really sure what the – yeah, they got to move the chain.
I was going to say it was a first down. It wasn't even close.
And here's the other thing, John. A lot of time just ticked off the clock. That clock should have been stopped as they moved the chains. They didn't. He went out of bounds. How difficult is this?
First down and 10 of the 48 of Lyco. Irving, the deep back. Pass far side to Saylor. Saylor is good, and Sterner hits him for a gain of about 8 up to the, down to the 41, I should say. So make it 7 on the game. Brings up 2nd and 3. Sterner under center. They're lining up quickly. Wide right and left. Backs in the eye. Hand off Irving, up the middle, finds a hole at the 40, 35, 30, and he'll be stood up and then dropped right around the 25 at the first down LVC.
Look what it does, though, to have a couple successful plays in the passing game. All of a sudden, it loosens up that inside and right up the gut. Here comes Irving. LVC, a great drive led right now by Tyler Sterner.
First down and 10, LVC at the 25. Backs in the eye. Wide right and left. Sterner giving it off to Irving, trying to go to the left side. He'll dive forward for a gain of only 1 to the 24. I don't know if you've noticed it, though, but two different times now on the snap, it looks like he's having a hard time handling the snap.
Oh, no.
Not he's having a good exchange.
No, I noticed it the first time. Didn't this time, but yeah, he's pulling out early. That's nerves. That's definitely nerves. You hope it doesn't come back to bite you, though.
Big win down his back. He's got the wind to his back. Sterner back to pass in the pocket. Throwing across the middle. Complete. Gavel. First down at the 13-yard line.
He's being decisive, too. He's going to his first read. He's looking, and if his man is open, he's firing the ball in rhythm. And that's something that was missing from Peroni. Peroni, who is always thinking in the back of his mind about running the football. Sterner is a definite drop-back passer, and I think that helps him in this condition.
First and 10 at the 13, backs in the eye. They'll give again. Irving going to the left side. Gets dropped at the 12, gaining only one with 46 seconds. They've got to stop the clock, and they do it. We'll keep it right here with 45 seconds to go. Maybe 46. It's 45.9. It is 21-0. Leica leading LVC in this last drive of the first half. A good one for the Flying Dutchman as they have changed to quarterback Tyler Sterner in this contest.
This is quarterback number three now of the season.
Yeah.
It's pretty clear that they were not getting the quarterback play necessary today from Tim Peroni. And that means that interceptions, inaccurate passes, whatever it was, they needed something different. And they needed to make that move. And I give them credit for making that move when they did. You can't wait all game long. At some point, you've got to go. And it doesn't matter where a guy was at the beginning of the season on your depth chart. If he's your number two guy and your number one guy isn't getting it going, make that move. They make that move right before halftime, and all of a sudden, Tyler Sterner is making things happen.
Second down and 9. LVC at the 12 of Lycoming. 45 seconds to go. Two timeouts remaining for LVC. Shotgun. For Sterner, he's going to roll to the right side, looking, throws the out, finds Saylor, but he can't hold on to it. Saylor was down around the 4. It was right there on the mark.
Well, it wasn't quite on the mark, though, because that ball's got to be thrown to his outside shoulder away from the defensive back, Zeter. Yes, he has a chance to cut back inside, but Zeter able to break on the ball and make contact. If that ball's thrown to his outside, it's an easy catch for the receiver. You've got a first down and goal at the bare minimum. Instead, when he throws it back to the inside, the defensive back breaks on the football and is able to knock it away.
Oh, no doubt. Good defensive play. I still think it was catchable.
Oh, very catchable. Very catchable. But it's one where if the ball is positioned better, it's a definite catch.
Third and 9. Sterner getting pressure. Breaks a tackle. Throws. Complete. Tight end Clark down on the 5-yard line. And that will be just shy of the first down. Clock still ticking. Now they stop it. With 31 seconds to go. So another timeout. It brings up a fourth down and 2. 31 seconds to go, and they're on the 5.
I love the poise of Sterner there, stepping between defenders coming at him. This is his first meaningful action. When he had his earlier varsity opportunities, those were not meaningful snaps. Those were end-of-game sort of thing where just have a runaway game between the two teams, and you're getting some time, mop-up time. This is meaningful action for him, and steps right between defenders in the rush and is able to keep his eyes down the field and finds his freshman tight end, Clark, close to the sticks. Gives them a chance now to try to convert here. And on a fourth down and about 1 yard to go from the 4-yard line, they still have that one timeout in the back pocket. This is a play where you have a couple different options, but I think you only have one if you're LVC, because for LVC, fourth and one means run the football.
Yeah.
So I think they're definitely going to pound the ball here somewhere. It's just a matter of where.
But do you run the quarterback sneak, or do you give it to Irving or a fullback?
They're going to hand the football off. I don't think there's any question. They're going to hand the football off. John Jones is in the game, I think, for that reason.
Yes.
This, though, is, honestly, John, a great play action down on fourth and one, because you know the defense is going to be up there, but I don't think they can do that with Sterner. And Lycoming sees what they come out in and immediately calls timeout themselves.
And LVC with a fullback, they're not even going to use Lysak on this one.
No, they were,
or Robinson.
No, they were using C.J. Steinhilber.
Yeah.
Who's a freshman fullback out of Ashland, Pennsylvania.
So
I don't know if
interesting.
I don't know if going through your mind is, hey, are they going to try something here without either one of the usual starting fullbacks out there? I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I was starting to wonder. Steinhilber.
I don't
think earlier on had a he was an up hack on one of the returns.
I don't think he's getting the football. If that's I don't think they're going to hand him the football.
Hmm. That wind is gusting. We're probably talking somewhere around 25.
Very easily 25 miles an hour.
Guess I can check the weather app at halftime. We'll see. But here we go. Fourth and one at the four of Lyco. Backs in the eye. Jones, the deep back, will get the carry left side. Big hole, and he rumbles in for the touchdown. John Jones, 4-yard touchdown. Ronald LDC finally on the board late here in the second.
And the guy you brought up, Steinhilber, makes a great kick-out block on the outside on the one guy who was going to have a chance to be able to make that tackle. You had a double tight end formation, so the formation was evenly aligned. Lycoming can't cheat one way or the other, and they run behind that big left side of the line behind Ryan Kingsill over at left tackle. But Steinhilber, the key kick out that allows Jones to step right through there and get through some excellent blocking at the point of attack.
LVC in for the extra point kick. Brown boots this one up, and it is good. We will step out. 28 seconds to play. Here in the second quarter, Lycoming 21, LVC 7, back in 30 seconds on the Flying Dutchman Radio Network.
Did you know there are more than 16,000 LVC alumni living around the globe? Valley graduates call 35 foreign countries their home and have settled in 50 states, plus the District of Columbia here in the U.S. LVC alumni are encouraged to become part of the Career Connections Experience, an online mentoring program that provides students and recent graduates an opportunity to tap into the LVC Global Network for exploration, networking, and mentoring. For more information, call the alumni office at 867-6321.
Back in Williamsport, John Wilsbach, Brian Kaiser. Flying Dutchman get on the board with a 4-yard touchdown run by John Jones.
According to Lycoming, though, it was William Langan with a touchdown run.
No.
Who, the picture of William Langan does not look like John Jones. So I'm going to be pretty sure here that it was John Jones with the touchdown run that time.
Yes.
It does cap a 10-play, 59-yard drive, 2 minutes and 32 seconds on the clock, and I think we're going to get a lot more of the Tyler Sterner show in the second half because the young man, the junior quarterback out of Hanover, came into the game and immediately sparked this football team and looked poised in the pocket, made some good throws, and was very efficient on the drive. So LVC gets something going and has maybe a little bit something going momentum-wise for the second half. They're going to get the football to start the second half.
End over end. This one's going to go in through the end zone and out the back. And Lyco will come out onto the field with 28 seconds to go in the first half. Mike Girardi, longtime retired football coach, being honored at halftime here in Lycoming.
John, on that drive, Tyler Sterner was 4 for 5, 33 yards as they moved down the field. So a very good drive for LVC to end this first half as Lycoming going to take a knee to end this first half play. And we're going to have a 21-7 game at the half, but some hope is there for the Flying Dutchman.
And they do take the knee. And they'll just let it tick away, and we'll make sure we get the sports information folks cleared up on the John Jones touchdown run for you. And we invite you to stick around at halftime. We'll run down all the stats, all the out-of-town scores, and who knows what else. Fun and excitement we'll have here for you in Williamsport. At the half, Lycoming 21, LVC 7, back in 3 minutes on the Flying Dutchman Radio Network.
The LVC Blue and White Club provides annual support for Dutchman Athletics through gifts to the Blue and White Club, alumni, parents, friends of Lebanon Valley College. Play a role in the support and enhancement of the student-athlete experience. Show your Dutchman pride and contribute to the Blue and White Club. For more information, contact Lebanon Valley College about your support of the Blue and White Club. LVC winter sports are just around the corner. Men's and women's basketball home games get underway with the Renzo Marquette tournament on October 18th, 19th, and 20th. Men's ice hockey hits the Hershey Park Arena October 29th, and women's ice hockey will face Utica November 1st. For schedules and information, check out GoDutchman.com.
The Suzanne H. Arnold Art Gallery presents its newest exhibition, Numa Yasana, Works from the Mary Knoll Collection, a traveling exhibition from Syracuse University. This showcases a collection donated by the Mary Knoll Sisters of original works of art by 22 Tanzanian artists, including prints, drawings, watercolors, sculpture, and textiles. The exhibit runs from October 28th through December 18th. For more information, go to lvc.edu. The Vernon and Doris Bishop Library serves as the academic center for Lebanon Valley College. Containing over 215,000 books, CDs, DVDs, and microfilm, the library also features an online library catalog, wireless access to the campus network, study rooms, and more. The library, with certain restrictions, may be used by all LVC alumni and anyone residing in a 170 zip code. Their hours during the regular fall semester are Monday through Thursday, 7:30 a.m. to midnight, Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Sunday, noon to midnight. More information at lvc.edu.
It's a day at the Valley. LVC welcomes potential students to the campus for an opportunity to attend classes and shadow a current student. Academic information sessions and campus tours will be offered. Parents are also encouraged to attend. Day at the Valley will take place on Friday, October 28th from 8 to 1 and Friday, November 11th from 8 to 1. For more information or to register, go to lvc.edu and click on the Schedule a Visit to Campus link.
Did you know there are more than 16,000 LVC alumni living around the globe? Valley graduates call 35 foreign countries their home and have settled in 50 states, plus the District of Columbia here in the U.S. LVC alumni are encouraged to become part of the Career Connections Experience, an online mentoring program that provides students and recent graduates an opportunity to tap into the LVC Global Network for exploration, networking, and mentoring. For more information, call the alumni office at 867-6321.
Welcome back at halftime. John Wilsbach, Brian Kaiser with you. A gusty, cool day here in Williamsport. Leaves blowing across the field. Everyone's bundled up. And a lot of friends and family and former players on the field right now for Lye Cumming, as they are doing a halftime ceremony for Frank Girardi, longtime successful football coach here in Williamsport.
Thank you.
With this program and so many wins and winning seasons and appearances, a couple appearances in the national championship game.
29 straight winning seasons from 1975 to 2003.
Unheard of.
He was the coach here from 1972 until 2007. So that middle portion of his career, just unparalleled. A guy who, very deserving of the Collegiate Hall of Fame awarding. And you hear about all the Division One guys and what they do, but the recognition for a guy at the Division Three level is a lot more difficult to come by, and you will never find anyone who will say a bad word about Frank Girardi because of the type of player, type of coach that he was, a type of guy that every coach aspires to be, which is a guy who impacts guys not just on the field but off the field. And he was that sort of guy. So a very deserving ceremony right now for a very deserving legendary coach, Coach G.
We had him on at halftime several years ago on our broadcast, and a great guy, was very candid, friendly, loved to talk, tell his stories. But that stat you give just blows my mind, Brian. 29 winning seasons consecutive.
Yeah.
You just don't see that anywhere.
You don't.
Don Shula can't pull that off.
Well, it's difficult to do that in today's day and age because how many times do you allow somebody to coach that long? How many times is somebody willing to coach that long at the same place? You see so many guys who, if you're at a specific place for a long period of time, many people are looking to move up. You know, hey, a Division III program. I've been successful here. Great. Next, let's move to the next level. He never did that. He was never interested in doing that. He wanted to be an impact guy here at Lycoming. So, you know, I think that's one of the main reasons you don't see that anymore. You might see a guy be successful where they go for that amount of time when they're coaching, but you're not going to see it in one place usually. And the guys who do are the guys who are legendary at those institutions and will be remembered for years and years.
And the LVC, of course, has Lou Sorrentino, who certainly spent a lifetime at LVC as a coach, not just one sport, but various sports, and successful, as they have a video honoring now, video board giving some information. But again, that's what we're doing here at halftime in Williamsport, going out into the crowd, folks here to honor Frank Girardi. It's 21-7, and we saw, for the most part, just a brutal performance in the first half by LBC until these last several minutes.
There is hope.
Yes.
That basically is where...
Mistakes.
Sure. There were mistakes in the first half that killed drives. There were mistakes in a turnover that gave Lycoming the possession. There was a mistake by the defense right after that that allowed a running back to break off, and Bowman breaks off a long touchdown run. Yeah, mistakes, and this is the thing that when we talk to Coach Beeler before the game about this team and, you know, what they have to eliminate, the first thing he said was we have to eliminate the big mistakes. Well, first quarter was just a cacophony of this. It's just an absolute mess of the first half, which is something that when you're thinking about what's going to happen to a team after a two-week break, the last thing that you're hoping is that nothing changes. But that's what happened in the first quarter. And then as this game wore on, all of a sudden it's 21-0. You and I are sitting up here going, oh, my, this is potentially bad. And then all of a sudden that ray of hope came in. And that was in the form of Tyler Sterner, who comes in at quarterback and for one drive looked like a guy who was going to be poised back there in the pocket. The play calling changed a little bit, too, when they put Sterner in the game. And I want to make sure that that's clear. All of a sudden, when Sterner came in the game, they ran a couple pass plays to give him some confidence.
Yeah.
That's something they never did with Tim Peroni in this game. All of a sudden, he's chucking the ball down the field. But with Sterner, and partially because of it being later in the first half, but also those are the sort of plays you have to do to get a quarterback a little bit of confidence and, I think, a little bit of rhythm. And Sterner was able to get that rhythm there at the end of that first half, a couple confidence-building passes on outs to Travis Saylor. And then all of a sudden, he looked poised back there. And then on the play right before the touchdown play on the fourth down and one at the four-yard line, the play where he steps between defenders and keeps his eyes down the field and finds Patrick Clark short of the first down, but a positive gain that allowed them to make a play on fourth down and run the ball in the end zone with John Jones. This is 21-7. I'd say maybe 4 minutes before the end of this first half, 21-0 seemed like an insurmountable lead. Mm-hmm. Now all of a sudden it's 21-7. There's hope. And I think that's one of the main things that this coaching staff has to be really emphasizing this team. The defense played much better there towards the end of that second quarter, getting some key three and outs to get the football back for our offense, and the offense finally made something happen. Let's see if we can keep this going in the second half.
We remind those of you tuned in, this is our off week for WMSS 91.1 FM. They are airing the Middletown football game today. In fact, Middletown leading 21-0 in the first quarter of that game. And if you tuned in for that on the streaming feed, you need to go to the other stream on WMSSFM.com. And hopefully those who are catching Middletown wanting to hear LVC are switching streams as well. But we're glad to have you on our flagship today of 1510 AM, WWSM, with us every week in Lebanon County. So thanks so much to them. These folks tuning in for that broadcast. Glad to have you along on the TuneIn app. If you're listening on your smartphone to the TuneIn app at WMSSFM.com. We got football next week. It is LVC hosting Missouri Concordia, 12:45 with the airtime next week in 91.1. We'll be back with us.
Well, that gives us a segue into our MAC scoreboard because start with that team, Missouri Concordia, that we're going to see a week from now at halftime. It's been two DeAndre Sapp touchdown runs and an Alex Griffith touchdown pass that have Widener ahead of Missouri Concordia, 24-9. Missouri Concordia still winless on the season, 0-5 in the conference, 0-6 overall coming into that game. King's College is at FDU Forum and is shutting out the Devils. We'll see the Devils in 2 weeks, but King's right now at 3-2 in the conference, 3-3 overall on the strength of two Zach Whitehead touchdown runs and a Whitehead touchdown pass, have a 31-0 lead near halftime. They're not quite at halftime there after you form 2-3 on the season, 2-4 overall. The blowout of the weekend is happening at Wilkes right now. As the home team, the Colonels are getting annihilated in the first half by Albright. I believe one of the off-air conversations that John and I had before the game, John looked at me and said, "Watch Wilkes step up and beat them." I think you're a little off on that one.
I'd like to rescind that comment at this time, Brian.
Near halftime, Albright 55, Wilkes 6. They have not quite reached halftime. Five touchdown passes by two Albright quarterbacks in the first half. Albright 4-1, still with hopes of being part of the MAC championship race. And 4-2 overall, Wilkes is 1-4, 1-5 on the season. The reason Albright still has some hopes, though, is because the big game is going on down at Stevenson today. But it is Stevenson who is undefeated, and they win that one. Have to look at the rest of the schedule that they have left. But right now, Stevenson has it all their way. Less than 12 minutes left to go in that game as that one started early. And it is Stevenson now. Two Daniel Williams touchdown passes and a pick six for Jimmy Lauer of 38 yards. And they are shutting out the Aggies right now by a score of 19-0. And again, there's about 12 minutes left to go in that contest. And Stevenson, the rest of the schedule for them looks like this. At Kings, hosting Wilkes, at Lycoming. Find somebody who's going to beat that team right now. That's going to be, you know, even Lycoming with the balance they have, you would not expect them to be able to hang with Stevenson and Wilkes. I think that's pretty clear based on what they're doing. Your best shot at having anyone step up and beat Stevenson, since it doesn't look like it's going to be Delaware Valley, probably next week at Kings. This team very easily could be an undefeated winner of the MAC, assuming that they hold on today. So congrats to the Mustangs for what they've done in this short amount of time, although it's not surprising to the rest of the folks in the conference, considering the resources that they have available at their exposure and the location of where they are as well is very good for recruiting and getting some very good football players in there, but you have to do it when you have it, and they have it right now and have it all their way as they're about to go 7-0 and is still leading Delaware Valley 19-0.
Like you say, resources and location, resources also indicating cost a lot cheaper to go there, and you know they're making it's almost like giving out an extra scholarship to players because of the cost involved there, and that gives them an advantage.
It does. And there's no question about that. And that's one of the things that a lot of people were really concerned about when they joined the conference. And that was that they would have that opportunity with, you don't want to say it was an equal playing field, but I mean, it's an unequal playing field. But realistically right now, they have a little bit more of an advantage than some other teams.
I know you're waiting on this one. Number one team in the country, Mount Union, in the second quarter leading 30-0 on Wilmington.
And Penn State is not trailing yet against Ohio State.
Tie game.
They will be probably shortly after 8 o'clock.
And our other internet streaming going on right now, the homecoming of Middletown. Blue Raiders of Middletown leading 28-0 in the first quarter against Boiling Springs. We knew that one was coming. Middletown, one of the top teams in the state this season. We'll step out. We'll come back. Run down more for you here.
Got stats to do.
In Williamsburg, we'll run down the stats when we come back. How about that? We'll take a 2-minute break. And we'll be back after this. It's 21-7. Lyco leading LVC at halftime here on the Flying Dutchman Radio Network. It's Christmas at the Valley on Sunday, December the 4th. Come back for this time-treasured holiday tradition as LVC celebrates the joys of the season. Performances on Sunday, December 4th at Miller Chapel, 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. It's Christmas at the Valley, Sunday, December 4th. For more information, it's lvc.edu.
This year's LVC Colloquium Series is called Memory. On Thursday, October 27th,
Professor Wendy Suzuki will present the astonishing truth about exercise in the brain at Zimmerman Hall. How does exercise change your brain function? Did you know that even a single aerobic exercise session could change the neurochemistry of your brain and improve mood and attention? The presentation will take place at 6 p.m. For more information, check out the colloquium page at lvc.edu.
The Wig and Buckle Theater at LVC is back in action with Kiss Me, Kate. You're sure to enjoy your night in the theater as this comedic musical unfolds before your eyes. Set in the 1940s, Kiss Me, Kate is about a cast putting on a new musical version of Shakespeare's The Taming of the Shrew. However, their opening night begins with a few obstacles. Kiss Me, Kate begins at the Leedy Theater on Friday, October 28th. For more information, wigandbuckle.com.
Lebanon Valley College rewards high school achievement with their presidential scholarships. Scholarships are known for being generous and straightforward and are renewable for 4 years if you continue to earn strong grades at LVC. High school seniors can earn guaranteed presidential scholarships worth up to $17,450 this academic year if you are ranked in the top 30% of your class. Visit www.lvc.edu/calculate to determine your potential scholarship and find out about other LVC scholarships and financial aid.
Welcome back to Williamsport. John Wilsbach and Brian Kaiser. Glad to have you along. Hopefully LVC making some more adjustments here at halftime as they had a very successful final few minutes of that second quarter and hopefully can get things down or keep things on the right path in the second half for a comeback.
Let's take a look at the stats from that first half, and all of a sudden they've tightened up a little bit more. Lycoming 9 first downs compared to 7 for LVC. The Warriors running for 113 yards in the first half, and 57 of them are on one carry. LVC had 102 yards rushing in the first half. Lycoming, 79 yards passing. LVC with 41. So the total offense, 192 to 143, much closer than it was at one point in the game. LVC penalties were an issue early in this game. 6 for 55, Lycoming with 2 for 20. Time of possession, almost a 2-minute advantage for LVC at 16 minutes compared to 14 approximately. Third down conversions, LVC just 2 for 9 in the game, but they were 1 for 1 on fourth down, and that resulted in their one time in the red zone, which was a touchdown on that fourth down conversion. For Lycoming, 3 for 6 on third down, have not attempted one on fourth down, and are 2 for 2 in their times in the red zone. Individually, LVC rushing the football. Brendan Irving, 12 carries for 65 yards. John Jones has 5 carries for 16 yards and the lone LVC touchdown. Tim Peroni, 4 carries for 15 yards. Ryan Fink, a carry for 6 yards. Peroni, the starter, was 1 for 9, 8 yards, 1 interception. Tyler Stern came in and replaced him. On that last drive, went 4 for 5 for 33 yards. So Travis Saylor, 2 catches for 14 yards, a catch for Michael Gavel for 1. Gary Wise has a catch for 8. Patrick Clark, a catch for 8 yards as well. For LVC, punting the football, they have Spencer Moser making all of the punts. That is incorrect. Didn't get a chance to tell them about that one. But for LVC, leading tackler in the first half, that was Tim Schumacher, who had 4 tackles to lead the defense. For Lycoming, Blake Bowman had just 3 carries in the first half, which for a guy leading the conference in rushing is not very many times touching the football. 3 carries, 64 yards, and a touchdown. You wonder if maybe he has something going on where he's a little nicked up coming in this game because they've used Dante Gibson much more running the football. 9 carries for him for 20 yards. Brock Zollicoffer, 2 carries for 22 yards. Chase Hoytman, 2 for 7. And also Colin Wright had a carry for 2 yards in the first half. Passing the football, they used 2 quarterbacks. Chase Whiteman, 4 for 8, the starter, 43 yards and a touchdown. Colin Wright came in for a possession in the middle of that quarter, went 3 for 3 for 36 yards and a score as well. Nick Costello, 3 catches for 42 yards and a touch. Keegan Morrison, 2 catches for 22 yards and a touch. Kyle Slivka-Fralin, a catch for 14. Blake Bowman, a catch for 1 yard. In the first half, played Dan Heinrichs, leading tackler for Lycoming, with 5 of them in the first half. Recapping the scoring very quickly, Nick Costello, a 9-yard touchdown reception from Chase Whiteman with 6:09 left to go in the first quarter. It was 7-0 Lycoming. Keegan Morrison, then a 12-yard touchdown reception from Colin Wright. Devin Flynn, extra point, made it 14 to nothing with 12:14 left to go in the second. And it was 9:21. Blake Bowman after an interception. Bowman went 57 yards with the next play for the touchdown, 21-0. And then LBC getting on the board with 28 seconds left to go before halftime with a John Jones 4-yard touchdown run. The Marcus Brown extra point gives us our score at 21-7 as we get set to go here in the second half.
LBC will kick into the wind. They will have the football in the fourth quarter with the wind. And Brown to Buttigieg. So we'll kick this high end over end. It'll be taken right at the 22-yard line. Kim will get it up to the 30 and tackle near the 36-yard line.
This is the 32nd meeting between these two teams, like coming 25-6. Of course, you have to remember they won 21 of the first 21 matchups. They won the first 21 matchups between these two schools. LBC has actually won 6 of the last 10 games. Remember that game back in 2006 when it was 15-9, but a goal line stand at the 1 by the defense on the last play of the game preserved that first victory ever for LBC.
Lyco takes over at its own 35. They'll hand it off up the middle. And it'll be a Bowman run of about 3 yards, maybe up to the 38 or 39-yard line.
If Bowman is healthy, I would expect to have a little bit heavier dose of him in the second half for Lycoming. I mean, that's going to be the question. Is he actually healthy? And he's playing, but the fact that they only gave him the ball 3 times in the first half was very surprising. So he should get more carries here in the second half.
Costello and Morrison in the slot to the right side. Quarterback keeper, and Whiteman will get tripped up, diving up the middle and tackled at the 40, a gain of a couple. And now it brings up a 3rd down and 5.
Well, that's a nice play from Guy Zimmerman. The defensive end on this left side reads that play, and he's the key guy because the quarterback is supposed to be reading him off the edge. And if he goes with the running back, the quarterback keeps it. Bowman kept the football, and Zimmerman ducked inside and actually dove in and forced and submarined him to get the stop.
3rd and 5, Whiteman in the shotgun. Got a slot to the far side, split near side, looking right, throws across the middle. He's got Kim, who catches it up across the 40 to the 43, but he's going to be a couple yards shy of the first down, and the punting unit will come in for the Warriors.
And they're frustrated with Kim because he catches the football, and that crossing pattern, you're supposed to be continuing with your momentum, but he sees Tommy Gallagher standing in front of him, and instead of continuing, he just stops. And that's nowhere that a small wide receiver wants to be matched up against a linebacker. Got to use that speed. Didn't do effectively. And the defense holds for LBC to start the second half.
Yeah, he got an earful when he came off the field about that. 4th down punt situation. Miller standing back at his 30. Gets rid of this one deep. End over end. Bounces at the 10, 5, and into the end zone. And the LBC offense will come out onto the field with quarterback Tyler Sterner at the helm, taking over for Tim Peroni late in the second quarter.
Do you remember who was credited with that tackle back in 2006?
I remember he was short and he was big.
Oh no, there were a lot of people on the play. Kevin Krause was part of it, but the guy who ends up getting credited with the tackle was a freshman at the time.
I don't remember.
Mannheim Central product? We'll give you a moment to think about it.
Irving on the carry, going up the middle, still following the blocking from the 20, gets all the way up to the 25, a gain of 5.
Well, his brother ended up playing here, too.
Ah, doggone it.
Jeff Ochoa.
Ochoa.
Jeff Ochoa got credit for the tackle on that last one. Although you could have probably given it to about 4 or 5 different guys.
Yeah.
And there probably are at least 11 that claim credit for it after the fact.
2nd down and a long 5. Gavel in motion. Stern handoff again. Irving up the middle trying to find a hole to move through and gets a little bit of one up to the 28. And he'll be 2 yards shy of the first.
You're able to run the football as they did in the first half effectively. When you're going into the wind, try to make them short yards positions, because now on a third down and short like this, third down and two, you do have that option. Now, Sterner, not the fleetest of foot, not a guy that you're going to expect to run the football here. Can he get out to the edge? Can they run the same plays with him? That may dictate whether or not they run or throw the football here on third down.
Two tights to the right side. Robinson's the fullback. They go to Fink, going up the middle, and he'll be stopped just shy of the first down marker. He was just about to get to the 30 and was pulled back.
Turned back. Great defensive play. They're short.
This is where I'm surprised, even though where they're located, they just don't quickly line up and just run that quick sneak up.
Remember, the trouble they had with the exchange in the first half, I think prevents them from even thinking about that. Maybe if it's Peroni, they think about doing that. It's Sterner, not a runner. But I think this is the right move here. Fourth down and inches. They're going to go for it here, or at least line up to go for it.
You got problems with the play clock.
They stop the clock for some reason, so now we're at 12:32. So take 15 seconds off the clock. They'll restart the play clock. I think this is the right move, and remember something. You have the backup punter in, because as far as we know, because Moser got hurt in the first half, and also you're punting into the wind, so you're not going to gain a lot of field position.
A lot of movement on the line, and I think LVC jumped on fourth down, so now they'll definitely have to punt it away.
Mike Cicchini.
Yep. Mark it back five, and the punting unit now comes in for LVC. They would have had the first.
It was on the first sound. That's what they wanted to do, and the first sound apparently didn't come from the LVC side because the guy on the outside moved.
We've had a lot of all sides against LVC.
A lot of mistakes. And that's the issue. A lot of mistakes at key times and drives, and there's one right there where you have a chance to really get some more momentum to start the second half, and doesn't happen.
Donovan standing back at his own 12 as time boots this one up into the wind, holds it up a little bit. Fair catch called for by Kim. He'll hold on at his own 48-yard line. So the Laco Warriors will bring the offense back out, leading 21-7 with 11:55 to go in the third. John Wilsbach, Ryan Kaiser from Williamsport. Glad to have you along in the alternate stream of WMSSFM.com. And our radio station, 1510 AM, WWSM, Country Classics.
Yeehaw.
Indeed. First and 10. Quick pass near side, and it's incomplete. Scooped up off the turf by Costello. Whiteman just threw it down too low.
Wow, he's throwing a low ball to a guy who's 6'5". That's, I mean, you got a 5'7" receiver out there. That's an easy play for him. He's 6'5". You got to bend over quite a bit to try to catch a ball you're not expecting to be there. So that's a positive play for LVC defensively to start this drive. Now it's second down. Now you've got a more passing situation. For some reason, they're stopping the clock again. Why is this guy waving his arms back here?
I have no idea what they're trying to do. They want to put 23 seconds back on.
Oh, my. What are they doing? So, regardless of how much time they're putting on the clock, and now they're going to reset the play clock, of course, which is just front out. There's no reason for them not to have all the time that they need to snap this one.
Second and 10 from the 48. Whiteman rolling left, looking, getting pressure, gets wrapped up and dropped around the 49-yard line.
You and I have been talking coming up about guys that we were expecting a little bit more from in terms of impact plays this year. And the guy who makes that tackle, a junior captain on this team, and that doesn't happen very often when you have a junior captain. But that's what Tom Gallagher is. And the junior out of Ashland, Pennsylvania, makes an impact play, reads that play, runs to the edge, and cuts the quarterback off just a gain of a yard on the play. But it's a third down and long. Great job by Gallagher.
Third and 9, trips to the right, split to the left. Whiteman in the pocket, has time, looking, now getting flushed to the left side. He'll throw a field, he has a man, that's complete. To Zolikoffer has the first down the far sideline inside the 20 and tripped up near the 17-yard line.
And as soon as I say great play by Tom Gallagher, he makes a mistake on that one. As the crossing routes came across the side, one side of the field, at the other side, but we're going to have a holding call against Lycoming that negates the entire thing. It's going to bail us out, and that is a helpful one and a rare thing that you don't get very often on the road. But
yeah,
there's a lot of time back there for a reason for him to throw the football. And those crossing routes need time to open up. You had the crossing routes come one way. Gallagher started flowing with them, and all of a sudden, at the last second, saw Zolikoffer coming the opposite direction and didn't quite have the speed to catch up to him in time. That opened that entire play up. Don't be surprised to see them come back to that at some other point in this game. Now you got third down and 20. You got a 14-point lead. You got a 6'5" wide receiver against smaller coverage guys on the left side of the formation. Do you just lob the ball up and see if he can make a play with the win?
Third and 19. Whiteman in the pocket, now being flushed to the far side, looks to run up to the 40 and spun down at the 45. Was there a late hit? We see there's a flag thrown on the far side. Was a late hit or a late block against Lyco? That's going to be my guess. Let's see what they say.
After the flag, personal foul, unnecessary roughness from
the offense.
Yep.
Austin Meidel throws a block late after the whistle had sounded, and because it was established by the referees post-play, the down counts. They move it back 15 from the spot, and Lycoming goes backwards on this second drive of the their second offensive drive here in the second half.
So they will have to punt. And they will bring in Miller, standing back now at his own 17. But with the wind to his back, low snap, gets rid of this one, but puts it up more high than distance, and he goes out of bounds, far side, a horrible punch.
Shanked that one.
Yeah, by Miller.
Absolutely shanked to the left. I think he got a little flustered by the fact that the snap came back a little low, thought there might be a little bit of pressure, and the pressure now has shifted over to the Lycoming side.
Where are they marking it, though? That finally
they're working on it.
47-yard line. It took the official forever to walk up the sideline to get to it. So it'll be at the 47 of Lyco going into the wind.
Well, John, the past so many years have been very good to LVC in some of these games. Go back to 2013 when it was the first win for an LVC team ever over a nationally ranked opponent when Lycoming was the opponent. Beat them 14-7, and later on that season, won the MAC title and represented the MAC in the NCAAs for the first time.
First down, handoff up the middle for LVC to the fullback, Evan Lysik, and he will get to the 41, a gain of 6 for the Flying Dutchman. They trail 21-7, 9:48 to go in the third quarter.
And it is a final in Stevenson. 19-0, the Mustangs shut out the Aggies.
Wow.
So Stevenson remains the lone unbeaten, and only Widener and Albright with a chance to maybe even them up at some point.
Here's John Jones rumbling to the far side, picks up the first inside the 35 to the 34-yard line.
There's a lot of belief all of a sudden on the LVC side. They are playing with a team with a little bit more passion, a little bit more thought, and just that switch in the first half to Sterner has made all the difference.
Jones taking it to the right side again, grinding to the 30 and pushing a few guys to the 29, a gain of 5.
Sometimes all you need is a spark.
Yeah.
A spark can start a fire, and right now this LVC offense is ablaze. They are starting to move the football with rhythm. They are starting to move the ball with confidence. They think that they can move the ball on the ground against this team and have shown it, and now feel like they have seen that their quarterback is also able to throw the ball when necessary.
Yetter lines up wide on the far side, Gavel on the near side, backs in the eye, handoff Irving trying to go up the middle. He's not going to find anything. I think that was Keene who was lined up wide on the far side that time.
Brings up a third down, but you are in a territory at this point, John, where this is four down territory. So if they want to keep this one close to the vest, they can. Again, this is a place where they have used shovel passes in the past. Depends what sort of rolling ability you also have from Sterner to see if he can get out to the edge and if you're comfortable with him doing that.
Keenan Gavel, slot left, third and 7, draw play. Here's Irving, gets outside, 30,
25, cuts it up at the 20, and he has a first down for LBC.
The down and distance is key, and it's also a staple play. We haven't seen as much of this year, and that's because this team has been so run-oriented that the draw play just isn't going to fool people. But what it does is when a team as aggressive as Lycoming with their blitzing packages wants to come after the quarterback, they send pressure, and the offensive line is able to pick up their blocks and push them into spots that allow that draw play to work, and Irving breaks it for 12.
First and 10 of the 20, Jones up the middle, finds a hole, pounds his way again down inside the 15. He'll mark him actually on the 15. It's a gain of 5.
Yeah, but it's going to be a holding call against LVC. It may be Lee Amoros. Check that, Bryant Weller, the center, with the holding penalty against him right up the middle.
You can hear that scratchy noise in the background when we turn up the official's microphone. That is the wind just gusting to it. So that's going to mark it all the way back to the 30 now. And we have seen this several times today where a decent drive for LBC.
Taking a lot of time, John. They're not going to get this playoff.
No. Down to 8 on the play clock, and now they realize they just got to call timeout. Didn't know what they wanted to do since they got marked back to the 30-yard line. And the Flying Dutchman, again, had something going there, steady, and then the penalty, the mistake.
See if they can overcome it. I think that's the key right now. Can you overcome now the mistakes? In the first half, they didn't overcome the mistakes that they made until late. Now, all of a sudden, your team is playing in a way that you haven't seen for about a month. You know, they had moments up at Kings where they played confident football. They played well. I thought the last two games with Delaware Valley and with Wider, at no point in any of those games did I feel like that team thought that they could win those games. And they played almost scared at times. Like they were overmatched. And maybe they were. But this all of a sudden is a team that is now playing like a team that believes. You can see it different. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. You can see a difference in the step of the players that are out there right now. There's a little bit renewed energy for these players on these last few drives since they scored that touchdown.
Yeah, no doubt about it. But now they've got a first down and 20 at the 30-yard line. Sterner, play action, back to pass, in the pocket, throwing deep down the middle. He's got a man. That's Gavel, caught at the 5. Touchdown, Michael Gavel. 30-yard touchdown pass from Tyler Sterner to Michael Gavel, and LVC's bringing it within a touchdown.
And a layered pattern because you had Clark running the underneath route. It keeps the safety honest because the safety has to stay with somebody, ends up staying and being forced to pick up the tight end, and that means one-on-one coverage on the outside. Gavel beats his man to the inside. They again pick on Zader, the corner. And LVC, with that touchdown pass from Tyler Sterner, wasn't a rocket thrown out of his arm, but it was an effective pass that gets down to the goal line. Gavel makes the catch and goes into the end zone, and they're a point away from making this a 7-point contest.
Extra point kick by Marcus Brown is on the way, and it is good. We'll step out. 7-11 to play in the third. It's now Lycoming 21, Lebanon Valley College 14, back in 30 seconds on the Flying Dutchman Radio Network. The LBC Blue and White Club provides annual support for Dutchman Athletics through gifts to the Blue and White Club. Alumni, parents, friends of Lebanon Valley College play a role in the support and enhancement of the student-athlete experience. Show your Dutchman pride and contribute to the Blue and White Club. For more information, contact Lebanon Valley College about your support of the Blue and White Club. John Wilsbach, Brian Kaiser, back in Williamsport. 21-14, a 30-yard pass from Sterner to Gavel, and LBC cuts this lead down to 7.
6 plays, 47 yards, 2 minutes and 54 seconds off the clock. You know, and let's give some credit also to the defense too, John, because two separate occasions when Lycoming has the wind at its back here in this second half, which is supposed to be the advantage, they have gone absolutely nowhere. And the defense has come in the second half and has shut this team down to get the ball back in good field position for their offense, and the offense has responded with a second score.
LVC
BC to kick it off into the wind, and Brown again doing the honors of kickoff as well. Not bends we've seen this season. Here's a return from about the 15. Far side, Kim's got some room up to the 30. The 40, spun around and tackled at midfield. And Brown had to make the tackle as well.
That's why he's out there. No, that's not why he's out there. And that's a problem, because you don't want the entire return team missing and having your kicker have to make that tackle. But
yeah,
good wedge blocking from Lycoming, and just looking at the replay, so a little bit of a grab in the middle of the field where that thing opened up, but something that usually is not going to be ended up called by the officials, and all of a sudden, an opening to the outside, Kim exploits it, and one guy away from breaking it.
Shotgun on first down, Whiteman in the pocket, steps up. Check that. It's not Whiteman. He throws it away.
That's actually the backup, Colin Wright.
Going back to Wright again.
And I wonder, I'm going to guess that this is just the usual third possession. We're going to put Colin Wright out there and let him run a series, but Whiteman has not been completely effective of late.
No.
So wonder if Wright is able to spark this offense if he doesn't get a little bit more time here the rest of the way.
Second and 10, 49. They're going to give it to Gibson off the right side. He's going to have a nice scamper to the 40, just a yard shy of the first down.
They cheated too far inside. That gave the edge to Gibson, who gets to the outfield. He shows a little bit of scamper, a little bit of jitter when he gets to that outside, and that Getty up is able to get him close to a first down.
Third down and one. Lyko at the 40 of LVC.
I'm telling you, I don't think that Bowman is 100% coming into this game. Otherwise, he'd be getting a lot more carries.
Handoff, Gibson trying to get outside. Flags are thrown. He's going to lose a yard or two back to the 38.
This is going to be interesting, because I think we're going to get a hold against Lycoming, but they screwed up the snap count.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, that threw off the timing of the play. They get a stop here. The problem is, where they are, it probably should be a punting situation, but it still might be close enough that LVC would see them go for it on fourth down. So
they will take the penalty, and they'll mark it back across midfield.
See, I would have declined that
right
one.
Right in midfield. Would they have gone for it on fourth and three?
I'm taking that chance there, John. And the only reason I'm taking that chance is because it's a fourth down and three. If they go for it and you stop them again, you've got all sorts of momentum anyways. Now it's a third down. Yes, the backup quarterback in there, but they have a play to actually try to pick this thing up.
Third down and 10, right in the pocket, steps up, looking, throws across the middle, and it is complete for a first down, and Nick Costello at the 38.
And that's the reason. I mean, I don't think you go for it on fourth down.
I think it's a 50-50 call.
It is. And that's why I said before the penalty, it's a tough call there.
Yeah.
Because you have to think about, and you have to put yourself in the head of the other coach. But I don't think I could have gone for it there on fourth down, even though it's in that territory. Fourth down and three, you still have a lead. I think I probably would have punted the football if I was like Omen.
First down, Gibson again getting the carry to the near side, 35, and tackled out of bounds at the 30-yard line, picking up H.
Well, what this has done now is given Lycoming a little bit of a spark and a little bit of a rhythm, so they pick up that first down. The other thing I'm looking at, too, is my players are on the field going, no, coach. And you know, I know you're the last line of defense there. You've got to make the call, and that's why you're the guy who has the head coach's determination on you. Those players wanted them to decline because they wanted another chance to stop them if they had 4th and 3.
Second down and two up the middle. This time, Gibson's going to lose a yard. He'll be stopped at the 31-yard line, trying to take it up the gut.
Tammy Schumacher has had a great game for LVC, and he was joined by Tom Gallagher. We have an injured LVC player after that one.
For those of you tuning in back and forth to our two different internet streams on the TuneIn app, the other game we have going on this afternoon, Middletown and Boiling Springs. Middletown now up 42-0 in that game at homecoming in Middletown. Unbeaten Middletown, one of the few remaining unbeatens in the mid-state. in high school football.
That may be Gallagher is hurt, actually, John. He went in to make the tackle, and they're checking his left leg right now.
Yeah, moving it back and forth, checking the knee,
I think he's going to be okay. He'll pop up. And he's putting, it looks like full weight, just limping just a touch on that left leg.
Yeah, sometimes you just don't know if it was just a bad cramp because they're still trying to work it out as they walk off, or if they actually did injure something.
I think he may have maybe hyperextended just a little bit, stretched it out, strained something, just because of where he was on that tackle. He came in from the side. I think it bent wrong direction a little bit. But still, third down, chance for LVC defensively to make another stand.
Third and three at the 31. Right in the pocket, getting pressure, scrambling, he's sacked back at the 45-yard line.
Alex Trujillo comes straight up the middle. Great job that time by Trujillo. An outstanding play call by Vince Pantalone, the defensive coordinator, and his staff, recognizing against the young quarterback, this is the right time to send extra pressure. They waited for the perfect time, and Trujillo unblocked up the middle. Wright had no chance, and they're going to have to punt the football.
Back to the 45, a loss of 14 on the sack. And now a punt situation. Miller will punt from his own 40. LVC, of course, will put Schumacher down at the 10. Also, Cramp is down there. Plenty of time. High punt. They're just going to let this one sail with the wind into and out of the end zone. 4:13 to play in the third. And the Flying Dutchman back in this game. It's 21-14 in favor of Blycoming.
And a timely sack that time for LVC. Their ninth sack of the season. The first one by the junior linebacker out of Naples, Florida, Alex Trujillo. As far as Lycoming, though, they have shown that one of their Achilles heels is protecting their quarterback. They are ninth in the conference in allowing sacks. That's now the 16th one they've allowed this season.
Tyler Sterner, quarterback, hands off left side. And it's going to be Salerno in there now for LVC. Runs it up to the 25, picking up five.
They have four different running backs running the football in this game. And Salerno's another one of those guys. You know he's going to be one of the future guys they're going to have and be relying on. 85 yards rushing on 19 carries coming into this game. He'll stay in here on second down.
The fullback in there is Robinson, second and five from their own 25. Lysak's also out there in motion and lines up to the left inside wing. Again, it's Salerno up the middle, and he'll grind it up to the 27, a gain of just two more.
A little old-school football. You got two tight ends, two fullbacks, single tailback, quarterback, and absolutely no wide receivers out there. You know what's coming, so does the other team, and Lycoming does it just a little bit better. So it's be third down and three, and the clock continues to move here as LVC getting closer and closer to having the wind at their back. Interesting to see what they come up with here.
Well, they bring in their wide receiver set with Fink in the backfield. Two-step drop. Pass to Clark, the tight end. First down, then fumbles the football at the 34, but LVC recovers it.
Gavel gets back on it. Clark makes the catch, and a tremendous read by Tyler Sterner. The rush came off the edge, and what you want to do as a quarterback is if you recognize where that pressure is coming from, you throw to the vacated area because it takes time for another defender to get there. The defender came off that left edge, right where Clark was running a short route. He throws the ball right on time. Clark makes the first down reception.
Slot near side. Sterner draw up the middle. It's going to be Irving up to the 39. A gain of about 4 yards, maybe five for LBC. We'll call it four.
He continues to put more yardage on and get more carries. They've been using him as the feature back a lot more now in the last few weeks. That's carry number 17 for Irving in this contest, up to 87 yards rushing.
Salerno back in at tailback on second and six. Lysak in motion and lines up on the outside wing. Salerno going right side, gets tripped up and dives to the 40 for a gain of just 1 yard. And now we've got the third down and five for the Flying Dutchman.
The more running you're doing here, though, John, the closer you're getting to have the wind advantage. to your side of the ball as this game moves on. You're still looking to score, obviously, but now 21-14 down, the offense continues to grind and makes this a manageable third down.
Wise lines up wide on the far side, slot to the near side. Handoff is up the middle. Jones, big hole, has the first across midfield and tripped up at the 46 of Lycoming. First down, LVC.
And your clue there, if you are aware of the LVC personnel that's coming, is John Jones is not their third down back. He's not a guy who's going to run the ball. You may occasionally get him. He's not going to catch the ball. So they go right to him. Go to him again.
They're going to go to him again. They line up quickly. Jumps over one guy. Spins off another. Still pushing and pounding his way to the 34-yard line.
John Jones, body-wise, because of the injury, has had over a month off in terms of contact against the other team, having opponents try to tackle him. And he looks like a fresh player out there at this stage of the game.
He'd been out with, what, a broken toe, if memory
yes.
serves me right. So, healed up from that. Fresh, it's a first and 10. LVC down by 7 at the 34 of Lycoming with 40 seconds to play in the third. Sterner giving it off this time. Fink, big haul out to the outside. Gets to the 30, diving towards the 25, just shy of the first.
And you see people hopping up and down on the LVC side of the ball. Great block from Logan Stover, backside of the play, that allowed that play to open up. And LVC just moving the football on the ground on this drive.
15 seconds to go. Just let this one tick down.
No doubt.
Yeah, have the wind at your back for the fourth quarter, and we have played three here in Williamsport. At the end of three, Lycoming 21, Lebanon Valley College 14. We'll be back in 60 seconds with the fourth quarter here on the Flying Dutchman Radio Network. LVC winter sports are just around the corner. Men's and women's basketball home games get underway with the Renzo Marquette Tournament on October 18th, 19th, and 20th. Men's ice hockey hits the Hershey Park Arena October 29th, and women's ice hockey will face Utica November 1st. For schedules and information, check out GoDutchman.com.
The Suzanne H. Arnold Art Gallery presents its newest exhibition, Numa Yasana. Works from the Mary Knoll Collection. The traveling exhibition from Syracuse University that showcases a collection donated by the Mary Knoll Sisters of original works of art by 22 Tanzanian artists, including prints, drawings, watercolors, sculpture, and textiles. The exhibit runs from October 28th through December 18th. For more information, go to lvc.edu.
John Wilsbach, Brian Kaiser. Glad to have you along at 1510 AM WWSM and also WMSSFM.com. Back home next weekend with Ms. Recordia. Here LVC was down 21-0, and they have battled back. It's a 21-14 game for the Flying Dutchman as we head to the fourth with the wind to their back. Now have the football second down and a long one just outside the 25 of Laco. Backs in the eye. Fink is the deep back behind Lysak. Quarterback keeper and Sterner will have the first down to the 22-yard line. It's a nice penetration right up the gut following the center. And they'll move the chains, first and 10, LVC at the 22.
Yeah, great third quarter of play for Lebanon Valley, as they were able to outgain Lycoming in that quarter, 120-30, outscore them 7-0, and have this drive still going as we enter the fourth.
This time it's Lysak, the fullback, trying to bounce it off to the left side. He'll push his way up to the 20 and then be driven back. So a gain of only two as they're trying to mix it up and spread it around in that backfield.
Lots of guys getting handoffs, and what it means is with that carry, now they're up to 190 yards rushing on the game on close to about 40 carries at this point. So LVC definitely has the idea. We're going to move the ball on the ground against this Lycoming team that comes into this game, rush defense, fourth in the conference at giving up 151 yards a game. But obviously something about this defense, LVC thought that they were going to have confidence, and LVC has to blow their second timeout of the half as they were not going to get that playoff.
at close games, you don't want to be using up those timeouts, but something was wrong there. They had Robinson with Salerno in the backfield that time.
Let's take a look at our scoreboard from around the MAC. Stevenson, we already said, will remain unbeaten. They beat Delaware Valley today 19-0, shutting out the Aggies. Delaware Valley drops to 4-2 in the conference. Stevenson now 6-0 in MAC play and will remain a game up on their two closest competitors, which now are Albright, who leads Wilkes 55-6. That game has long since been over. It was 55-0 at one point. Wilkes scored a weird touchdown that I still can't understand as far as what the play call was on what it was. But Albright will be 5-1. Wilkes will be 1-5. That game's in the third quarter, but still a 49-point spread. Widener, just starting the fourth quarter, they're up 38-9 against LVC's next opponent, Misericordia. So they will move to 5-1 and keep Misericordia winless. And King still in control of FDU Forum, 31-6. That's midway through the third.
Second down and 8 at the 20. Lysak goes in motion from the wing. Backs in the eye. Back to pass. Turner in the pocket. Throws its tip. It's incomplete. Almost looked like he was going to try to hold up on that pass for a second.
Well, he was being smart. He looked down the field, saw Patrick Clark, who he wanted to throw to, and the last second saw that there was extra help in coverage. He was looking at the coverage from the inside, but the corner had snuck back and actually had come back to double-team on that side, wisely pulled it back, was trying to dump it out to Robinson in the flat, and had that ball deflected.
Gavel wide on the far side, Sailor on the near side. Jones back in a tailback. Third and 8 at the 20. Sterner straight back to pass. Looking, throws far side, complete. Gavel has it. First down right around the 11-yard line.
These corners give a lot of gap on the outside. They give a lot of cushion. They don't want to get beat deep. They want to give up opportunities to the outside and force a tough pass there, or they want to force a guy to have to go deep into where they have help. And LVC finding those pockets, and that's a great ball thrown, and Gavel makes another good catch.
Robinson and Fink now in the eye, first and 10 at the 11. It's going to be Fink, short side of the field, far side, following the blocking and driving his way to the 7, maybe the 6. Let's see where they mark him out on that far side. Hard to tell from here. It will be on the 6-yard line, so a gain of 5.
7 different ball carriers in this game. Both quarterbacks and 5 running backs have run the football for LVC as they continue to try to get back even in this game after being down 21-0.
Two tights to the right side now for LVC. Backs in the eye. They'll go left. Fink looking for somewhere to run. Has nowhere to run, and he will be tackled. Back at the 11, so the game they had last play, they lose it here. Loss of 5.
A great defensive presence from Lycoming as the Warriors' defense needed a big play, and they got it. So now it comes down to your quarterback. I think the other thing is if you don't make it here on third down, do you kick the field goal at this point, considering the wind conditions, the fact that you're down? I think they would settle for that here, but this is where Sterner has already shown himself to have good poise in this game.
Third and 10 at the 11. Sterner back to pass, rolling right, looking, has time, looking, now throws and incomplete. Underthrows Sailor near the goal line, and it brings up a fourth down, and the field goal unit will come in.
Tried to sneak that ball low to Sailor in a place that only Sailor could make that catch. Just a little bit too close to the ground. Sailor couldn't get the arms underneath it. It is going to be the field goal opportunity for LVC.
Went into their back, and it is gusting 25-35 here. Brown will line it up right around the 18, so it'll be a 28-yard attempt.
Dallas Arner is the holder. He is a sophomore quarterback, so I don't think there'll be any trickery, but he could.
On the left hash mark. Snap, hold, kick is on the way, and it is good. We'll step out. 12:05 to play here in the fourth. It's Lycoming 21, LVC 17, back in 30 seconds on the Flying Dutchman Radio.
Brendan Doris Bishop Library serves as the academic center for Lebanon Valley College, containing over 215,000 books, CDs, DVDs, and microfilm. The library also features an online library catalog, wireless access to the campus network, study rooms, and more. The library, with certain restrictions, may be used by all LVC alumni and anyone residing in a 170 zip code. Their hours during the regular fall semester are Monday through Thursday, 7:30 a.m. to midnight, Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Sunday, noon to midnight. More information at lvc.edu.
John Wilsbach, Brian Kaiser, 21-17. LVC battling back with 17 unanswered points.
That last drive, 16 plays, 69 yards, 7 minutes and 8 seconds. It ends in points, the 28-yard field goal for Marcus Brown, who is now 3 for 3 on field goals this season. The Flying Dutchman back within 4.
Kickoff, end over end, in the end zone, and out of the end zone. So LVC's defense comes back out to see if they can keep up their momentum here in the second half of playing strong.
And the interesting thing, too, with that touchback, now the ball deep in Lycoming territory. They'll have that football at the 25-yard line. But the defense now with the wind at their back, where all of a sudden it's a defense that has not had to play many snaps here in the second half. It's a defense that should be very fresh at this point. And just looking to see, I believe Tom Gallagher is back out there, was injured on the last series of downs defensively, which a while ago, so he's back out there and ready to go.
So Lyco takes over at its own 25-yard line, going right to left into the wind. And in motion, it's that jet sweep again. Zollicoffer trying to get around the end, and he's going to lose a couple. LVC is finally caught on to that play.
Very well, and it was Austin McGuire who got the first penetration, and Kyle Murray read that play the entire way. He had no responsibility defensively as the safety with how they lined up. He came up the line of scrimmage, and as soon as that man came in motion, he was ready for that play. Drops him for a loss, the second leading tackler on this team out of Sayville, New York.
Second down and 12. Slot right and left. Shotgun for Whiteman. And I hand it off to Bowman, taking it up the middle at the 30, breaks a tackle up to the 34. It'll be a couple of yards, just a yard shy of the first down marker.
In a very charitable spot as he bounced forward an extra yard, apparently, based on where they put it down. So He's going to be a yard shy. But Bowman getting that opportunity.
There's a third down. I don't know why the official didn't let all the markers sit third down.
The wind, I believe nature was trying to put the ball where it actually should have been after that play because it blew it backwards about a yard.
Third down and 1. Zollicoffer in motion. Shotgun. Whiteman in the pocket. Getting pressure. Gets wrapped up and he's sacked. Back at the 24-yard line.
Trujillo again comes up the gut unaccounted for. A very questionable call from Mike Clark and his staff. As on a third down and 1, instead of running the football, they try to go with a pass and catch the Flying Dutchman off guard. And because of the type of patterns they were trying to run, they're trying to run sort of a pick route over on this near side. It took a little time to develop. Whiteman didn't have that time. Trujillo was in his bread box right there and dropped him.
Now Miller has to punt into the wind, back in his own 12-yard line. He boots this one low. It holds up a little bit. It'll be taken by Schumacher, the 45, dodges a tackler there, gets all the way up across midfield, and tackled at the 49-yard line.
You have a flag back here. It's a weird area, too.
Yeah, right in the secondary.
That's right around where
you either get a hold
or probably
a
hold against LVC, something like that. I was thinking originally for before the sack, that would have been right around where offensive holding would have been trying to keep somebody out.
Let's see the call is. Yep. Hold it is. Might as well just start. It's either going to be an offside or holding what we've had in this game so far, every call.
And they will take that penalty from where the kick was received, or at least perceived to have been caught, because it was a foul that was during the play.
That'll move it all the way back to LVC's 35-yard line, where they start out first and 10, trailing 21-17 with 10:02 to play. Jones, the tailback, Sterner, the quarterback, gives to Jones. He tripped up over his own feet back at the 31-yard line.
That's a great tackle by the 30-yard line.
Yeah, I think he caught it on the turf
he just absolutely, as he's trying to make that cut to the outside, just take a look at what that was on the replay, and he just stumbled over his own footing.
Yeah.
Waiting for that play to develop on the outside, and as he made that move to the outside, unfortunately for LVC, drops them further back the field.
Loss of 3, 2nd and 13. Irving back in the game. Draw play up the middle. Scampers to the right to the 35, up to the 40. Gets hit, still standing all the way up to the 45-yard line. He'll be close to the first down.
Depends on the spot. Where the guy on the near side gave him the spot, it looks like it should be a first down, as they're going to give him up to the 45. I thought he got turned back just shy of that, but they will give him the first down, and a great play call there, as we've seen the draw play pay dividends on a few different occasions so far in this game.
First and 10, LVC at its own 35-yard line, rather 45-yard line.
And with that carry, Irving is right at 100 yards, 18 carries in the game.
Slot left, they'll go Irving again up the middle, and he just runs into a pile of players, but still dives up to the 46 for a gain of 1. Only going back to the well time and time again.
Well, but it's been effective, and also you now have a quarterback who's been playing with confidence that I think you have a little bit more belief that if you're calling a passing play at some point, he can make that key read and make the right decision.
Fink now in at tailback, slot left, 2nd and 9. Play action, Sterner, pressure, gets hit and sacked back at the 38-yard line. Well, I tell you, he tried to keep his balance. He was down holding himself up with one arm, and
he did a good job keeping himself up because he wasn't down.
Off. No, he wasn't down, but he had no time.
No, none whatsoever, because the play fake didn't work. And if you don't get that play fake sold and you've got that pressure coming off the edge and it's not picked up immediately, it was not good pass protection by the right side of the offensive line, and that put Sterner in a lot of danger back in the pocket.
Loss of several brings up a third down and 17. Sterner, pressure again, now decides to keep and run, gets up to the 45 and gets hit up the 47-yard line.
He could have gotten just one block from his wide receiver, Saylor, who just would have had to figure out which side he was going to come back to, but Saylor's just running across the middle of the field and did not see his quarterback in time make that cutback. If he sees that cutback, he picks up that block at the very end, and Sterner may make that first down instead. They'll have to punt and hopefully get the defense to make a stop.
7:16 to go. Domovich will punt from his own 35. Doesn't want to put it into the end zone. I think here you try to angle it nice and high and see if you can get it down there even in deeper field position. As time, and he does. He takes his time high, but pooches this a little bit too much, and instead it'll be taken at the 18 with a fair catch by Kim.
It's still inside the 20.
Sure. Thought he could add a little bit more gusto behind it, but again, something I'm sure as the backup he's not working on as much.
Right, and not getting the reps that what Moser would during the practice sessions. And with Moser being out for most of this game, LBC has missing not just their punter, but also their leading tackler on the season out there. But the defense has really, since the middle of the second quarter, has really played well.
They're going to mark it at the 19, 1st and 10, Lyko. It's going to be a quarterback keeper, and Whiteman just able to scramble back and dives up close to the 20. And just give him maybe a half yard on that one.
That's a great read by Wyatt McLeod, the freshman defensive end out of Fairless Hills, Pennsylvania, as Whiteman makes that play fake in the line. And we say about that zone read play, that defensive end is the key guy. If he goes with the running back inside, the quarterback's supposed to tuck and run to the outside. McLeod faked just well enough to the inside that Whiteman kept the ball, and then McLeod made the tackle.
Lyko lining up, had Morrison out of position, 2nd and 10. Coleman up the middle, scampers left, fumbles a football, LBC falls on it at the 22-yard line.
I don't know if McLeod got the hit on that one or if it was Kyle Murray, but whoever did, Bowman, as he made the cut, had that ball pop free, and I think Tommy Garner got the recovery.
Garner or Yetter, one of those were in there. I think you might be right, it might be Garner, but Bowman coughed it up, and LBC takes over at the 22 of Lyco, trailing 21-17 with 6:09 to play.
And watching the replay, I think Garner caused the fumble, too, as Bowman tried to bounce to the outside. As he spun that way, it was Garner who came in with the shoulder and turned him aside and got helmet or shoulder pad, something on the ball. And LBC, not far away from pay dirt, to try to take the lead. They're going to say that forced by Murray, recovered by Yetter is here, what the official word is.
Here's Fink on first down, the 20, outside of the 15, and bounced down around the 13. He'll be close to the first down marker again. A yard shy with 5:55 and counting in the game. LBC down by 4. They trailed 21-0 in this game in a battle back. Lysik and Fink in the eye. Wide right and left. Sterner is your quarterback. He'll have the quarterback keeper, and again, gets a great surge on the quarterback keeper all the way inside the 10 to the 9-yard line.
He just soars forward right behind some big offensive linemen, but the biggest one of all is Bryant Weller, the 6'4", 329-pound senior center out of James Creek, Pennsylvania. Anytime you've got him leading the way for you, you have to feel good about your chances as a quarterback, a first and goal for the Flying Dutchman. Oh.
Lysik and Fink in the eye, first and goal at the 9, wide right and left, handoff right side, Fink looking for a place to go, has to spin back toward the middle and dives to the back to the 9-yard line, just gets back to the line of scrimmage.
Love to see play action here, especially with the confidence of Sterner, how he's playing right now. I don't want to wait to third down to throw the football. In fact, on third down, I think that's more of a better running down. I think second down is a great play action down where you can fake into the line and see if your young quarterback, who has made some very good decisions today, can maybe find that opening.
Slide to the left. Backs in the eye. Second and goal at the 9. Play action. Sterner back to pass. Throws wide open. Gamble end zone. Touchdown! Wide open, great play fake by Sterner, and LBC has taken the lead.
And that's exactly what we were looking for. The play action, the defense goes with, and Gavel has had a huge game here today for LBC. His fourth catch of the game, his second touchdown reception, and the senior out of Mahanoy City has brought LVC all the way back with his touchdown as LVC, their first lead of the game after trailing 21-0, now has a 23-21 advantage.
Brown in for the extra point kick with 4:37 to go. Give them the 3-point lead. Snap, hold, kick on the way, and it is good. Well, step out, the Flying Dutchman, 24 unanswered points now. As they have taken the lead for the first time in this game, it's LBC 24, Lycoming 21 with 4:37 to play. Back into this on the Flying Dutchman Radio Network.
It's a day at the Valley. LBC welcomes potential students to the campus for an opportunity to attend classes and shadow a current student. Academic information sessions and campus tours will be offered. Parents are also encouraged to attend. Day at the Valley will take place on Friday, October 28th from 8 to 1. And Friday, November 11th from 8 till 1. For more information or to register, go to lvc.edu and click on the schedule a visit to campus link.
Please.
Welcome back. John Wilsbach alongside Brian Kaiser. What a game we have had here today with Lyco taking a 21-0 lead and lots of blunders by LBC. And now the Flying Dutchman have battled back and lead it 24-21.
Last drive after the fumble recovery, 4 plays, 22 yards. Sterner to Gavel for the second time in the game, this time of 9 yards. Caps a 1 minute and 32 second drive, and LBC has the lead.
Kickoff goes again with the wind, and we knew this wind was going to play a factor, and, you know, mostly when it came to a passing running game, but really now, what is playing as a factor into the kicking and where the teams are going in the fourth quarter, and with Lyco going against that wind here in the fourth, and it's gusting at about 20 25-mile-an-hour.
And it's also why the previous series, when LVC kicked the field goal, it was so important to get points on the board, because now Lycoming, to try to even this game back up, if they would go that way, would have to kick into this wind to try to equalize it.
All right, Whiteman in the shotgun. He'll quickly throw right side, complete to Costello on a short route, but enough to gain 8 as he gets up to the 33-yard line.
Well, no question. Panic time now for Lycoming in a way, because now you're throwing into the wind. LBC has started to find a little bit of a pass rush, but you still have the backup corners overall, as this is not a place of great depth for LVC, being outside like this with Gilger and also Cody Davis, the corners, so they will try to pick on them.
Whiteman lines up under center this time. Bowman, the only one in the backfield play action. Bowman back to pass in the pocket, now looks to run up the middle, spins, gets the first, and he's tackled up at the 39-yard line. Did he cough up the football? They're saying he was down first.
They're saying he was down.
I thought he was down too, so it will be a first down, though, at the 38.
Regardless of what anybody else thinks, he was down.
Yeah.
That's what the official call is. And now, with clock stopped, at least to reset the chains, Lycoming gets different personnel in the game. But the first down was picked up, and that's the important thing for the Warriors now, especially with all the trouble that they have had on trying to get anything going offensively here in the second half.
First and 10 from their own 38. Whiteman, shotgun, hands it off to the near side. Gibson stopped in the backfield. He'll lose a yard.
I think the other thing that, you know, we have our crowd mic for the outside. It's been very quiet here in the second half.
Yeah, I'm only hearing wind.
There's wind and people being really quiet, because it's hard to really cheer when your team isn't doing anything. And so far in the second half, Lycoming is not. I'm hearing a lot of cheering, though, on the other side.
Yeah, you can faintly hear that coming through. Second down and 11. Double slot this time. Whiteman goes into the shotgun on against the wind in the pocket. Throws quickly to the left to Gibson. Makes a fake move and coughs up the football. It's loose again near the 36-yard line, but Lyko will keep it, and it will bring up a third down and 12.
That's actually, I think, the quarterback, Whiteman, who ends up jumping on the football as Gibson. They go back to that play that worked earlier in this game for the touchdown, but they go the other side with a different receiver, and the freshman coughs up the football, cutting back to the inside. Great job of LVC defensively in this second half, going after the football, poking at things, and now a third down and long in a must-convert situation for the Warriors' offense.
Third and 12 from their own 36. Trips to the right side. Slot to the left. Shotgun. Whiteman in the pocket. Throws near side. That is complete. Zollicoffer has the first down and knocked out of bounds in LBC territory at the 45-yard line.
Touchdown saving tackle from Kyle Murray, but he was late getting over to where he needed to be. But the senior does make the stop. LBC sending pressure on the play and got a tip on the ball. Zollicoffer still able to maintain his concentration, make the reception, and pick up a very crucial first down.
We'll mark it on the 46-yard line. First and 10, 1:46 and counting here in the fourth. Gibson in motion. Whiteman in the pocket. Throws down the middle. Incomplete. He overthrew the antenna receiver of Costello, and Yetter almost getting it, diving for it for a possible interception. Incomplete. Brings up second and 10 and stops the clock in a minute 38 with LVC leading by 3.
And when you're overthrowing somebody who's 6'5", it shows you how poorly he threw that football. He just completely let that ball sail on him. I think the wind actually ended up helping him, because it knocked it down enough that Yetter could not get underneath it at the end.
Second down and 10.
Watch a draw here.
Whiteman under center. They'll go to Bowman up the middle. Big hole at the 40 to the 35, and has the first down at the 34 of LVC.
Yeah, Bowman, you just had that feeling that all of a sudden on second down after that last pass, they were going to run the football with Bowman. And what they've done very well with Bowman is just gash between the tackles when he's had success in this game. He broke one for a touchdown earlier, and now the timeout from Lycoming is Bowman. They haven't used him very often, but he has picked up more yardage in this game. I think their numbers are a little wrong here after the last carry, but still, Bowman only about 8 carries in this football game, but he's had over 80 yards.
1:33 to play, 2 timeouts remaining for Lycoming, 1 for LBC. The Flying Dutchman have battled back to take a 24-21 lead late here in this fourth quarter. We remind you next week we're home. It's Misericordia at LBC, 12:45 with the airtime 1 o'clock with a kickoff on 1510 AM and 91.1 FM. And, of course, GoDutchman.com. You can watch and listen to the broadcast on LVC TV. Lyco first and 10 at the 34 of LVC. Gibson in motion. In the pocket. Pressure. Whiteman steps up. Throws near side. Costello makes the catch along the near sideline. Touchdown! Costello! And Lyco is back in front with a minute 25 to play.
Now they found the matchup that they finally, it took them long enough to find it. But you've got the backup defensive back, Cody Davis, at 5'10". You've got Costello at 6'5". The pressure didn't get there. Davis actually made a gallant effort trying to knock that ball down as Costello was by him. But Costello, with his strength, is able to reach back, pull it away from him, not allow him to knock it down, and go the rest of the way for the touchdown.
Extra point kick is wide left.
That's big because now it's a three-point game.
Yes, 27-24, Lycoming back with the lead.
This game just continues to get better and better, John.
Yeah.
That's a drive for Lycoming. 8 plays, 75 yards, took 3 minutes and 12 seconds. Whiteman to Costello, second connection for those two in the game for a touchdown. And now LVC finds themselves behind and forced to do something that they have not exactly been great at this season, but all of a sudden may have a little bit more confidence in, that being their passing game. And again, because of the missed extra point, they technically just have to find a way to get in the field goal range. And Marcus Brown, you've been seeing his kickoffs in this game. If you've seen the way he's been stepping into the ball, Marcus Brown has had a big leg, especially going with this wind. I would actually be comfortable at least giving him a shot if you can get him around the 35-yard line and giving him a shot for there. So LBC needs to get maybe to around, say maybe about the 25-yard line or so of Lycoming to at least have a shot at this thing. Still a lot of time left, just one timeout because they blew those two timeouts earlier on different situations.
Kickoff into the wind, but a nice high one held up a little bit by the wind, and Gavel takes it to the 17, up to the 20, cuts back to the near side, 25, and knocked out near the 31-yard line with a minute 19 to go.
John, here's the wild thing about what Lycoming was able to do there on that drive. Before that drive, Lycoming, in the second half of play, had a grand total of 33 yards of total offense in the second half. That drive alone, they went 75 and got the score they needed to take the lead back.
First and 10, LVC from its own 30. Sterner back to pass, little out pass. Sailor catches it, goes out of bounds near the 37-yard line, stopping the clock at a minute 14.
Smart play, and don't be surprised to see them use that play on several occasions on this drive as a clock mover, a first down sticks mover. Because of the technique that the Lycoming secondary plays, we have seen, though, in the past, John, where this Lycoming team, those corners will stay back, and all of a sudden they'll gamble on something like that. So watch that cat-and-mouse game between these two teams.
Second down, 3. Flags are thrown. We had movement by LVC.
And that's on the center. It's going to be on somebody else, but everybody moved but the ball. And that ends up being the issue. So the false start will go against the offense, a 5-yard penalty, which shouldn't be a factor overall. It didn't cost any time at all. So a minute 14 left to go here, but it is now second down and 8. As Sterner in the gun.
Second down, Stern, shotgun in the pocket, has time, throwing deep down the middle. He's got gavel, and he can't hold on. It was a little behind him. He had both hands on it, but he could not pull it in. Incomplete.
Catchable ball. It's a ball that's got to be caught, and Gavel knows it. As that ball was maybe a little bit thrown behind him in the middle of the field, but still a ball that Gavel, with the game that he's had so far, will think that he should have pulled in. You need big plays at times like this. Who's going to make that play for the Flying Dutchman on third down and eight? Sterner in this game, 9 for 13, 96 yards, 2 touchdowns. Does he have one more drive in him?
Third down, Sterner in the pocket looking again. Throws near side, had to get rid of it. He had people coming in on him, and Sailor wasn't even open. That one sailed on him.
They had picked that play, and that was that out pattern that I told you about before, where every once in a while, Lycoming will have those corners, and they will gamble on that sort of play. That time stuck right on the hip pocket of Sailor, sets up a fourth down and eight. Will it be Gavel, who's been the go-to guy for Tyler Sterner, who gets the look here, or will someone else be the guy who will have to pick up the first down for the Flying Dutchman? Look for them to bring pressure at the young quarterback.
Surprised they didn't use a timeout there. Sterner rolling left, throws the out pass. That is complete for a first down up to the 42-yard line to Keene.
First catch of the game for Corey Keene, and they use that out pattern on the wide side of the field. Quiets the crowd for a minute. The reason they don't use that timeout, you want to have that one in the back pocket if you need it. Clock stocks back up.
First down and 10, LVC, under a minute to play. Down by three at its own 41. Rolling to the right side, Sterner lobs it out. It's complete. Another first down for Keene in Lyco territory at the 45-yard line.
And as we said before, John, with the leg of Marcus Brown and what he's been able to do today, I think they need at least another 20 yards to give him a shot at a potential game-tying field goal. But I don't think that's what they're thinking right now. I think they're thinking, hey, can we drive this thing all the way down and take this one into the end zone? Tyler Sterner has been the guy for LVC at quarterback since replacing the ineffective Tim Peroni in the second quarter, and he has already produced 119 yards through the air.
First and 10, LVC at the 45, wind to their back. Sterner throws incomplete, was looking for Sailor, but it was behind him. It stops the clock. With 40 seconds to play in this game, Lycoming leading 27-24, and LVC with a second and 10. At the 45 of Lyco.
This game was 21-0 Lycoming in the first half. LVC basically given up for dead, and all of a sudden they get a spark, take the lead 24-21. Lycoming on their last drive drove right down the field and scored the touchdown to take the lead after doing nothing in the second half. Flying Dutchman still with 40 seconds to respond.
Second down and 10. Tyler Sterner, the quarterback, rolling left again, looking, throwing. It is incomplete. Was looking for the tight end, Clark. He was double covered. And it will stop the clock with 35 seconds to go and a third down and 10 for LVC.
I hate to say it this way, John. I want to take a shot down the middle. There have been so many patterns to the inside. I think they can sneak someone down on the post, fake to the outside, and maybe burn these safeties cheating for too far out to the outside.
You're welcome. Those of you just joining us, we're in Williamsport. John Wilsbach, Brian Kaiser. LVC has battled back from a 21-0 deficit, but now they trail by three. Handoff is going to be to Irving trying to get outside. Dodges a tackler, goes up the middle, and he's tackled at the 41. Stops the clock with 26 seconds to go, and now a fourth down for LVC as they will have a fourth down and six with 26 seconds to go at the 41 of Lycoming.
Let's just say that wasn't my favorite play call there. And Irving just looking for some place to cut back, go, you got to get out of bounds.
Get out of bounds.
He didn't get out of bounds, and he didn't gain anything extra because of not going out of bounds. When you see there's nothing there initially, you make a beeline for that sideline and hope that somebody over pursues, then cut back in. He's just trying to dodge and juke like it's the first quarter. You can't do that there. The timeout is precious. They don't have any more left now. Now they have to pick up the first down. If they get it, they have to spike the ball immediately if it's not an out-of-bounds play.
Welcome those of you listening from WMSS 91.1 FM in the Middletown game. We'll be rejoining them shortly. Glad to have you along with us momentarily at 1510 a.m. Lycoming leading LVC 27-24. 26 seconds remaining. LVC has a fourth down and six at the 41 of Lyco. The quarterback is Tyler Sterner with a slot left. He's in the pocket. He's looking. He throws down the middle, and it's intercepted at the 25-yard line. Lyco will get it back, and they will preserve the win. A valiant comeback by LVC, but unfortunately, not enough, as Lyco will hold on as they lead 27-24.
Joe Pinska, the interception for Lycoming, and the play I was calling for on third down, they run it on fourth down, but this time there's a safety over the top looking for that play on the inside, steps right in front of Travis Saylor, and the interception ends this game outside of a kneel down. Great job on the comeback for LVC. They don't get it done, but I think this helps them mentally the rest of the way.
All right. We send it back to our Middletown game on 91.1 FM. And for those of you listening at 1510, stick around for the post-game show. An exciting finish. LVC had a late lead but surrendered it. And Lyco holds on for the victory. Final score, Lycoming 27, LVC 24. Back in 3 minutes here on the Flying Dutchman Radio Network.
Lebanon Valley College rewards high school achievement with their presidential scholarships. Scholarships are known for being generous and straightforward, and they're renewable for 4 years if you continue to earn strong grades at LVC. High school seniors can earn guaranteed presidential scholarships worth up to $17,450 this academic year if you are ranked in the top 30% of your class. Visit www.lvc.edu/calculate. to determine your potential scholarship and find out about other LVC scholarships and financial aid.
The LVC Blue and White Club provides annual support for Dutchman Athletics through gifts to the Blue and White Club. Alumni, parents, friends of Lebanon Valley College play a role in the support and enhancement of the student-athlete experience. Show your Dutchman pride and contribute to the Blue and White Club. For more information, contact Lebanon Valley College about your support of the Blue and White Club. LVC winter sports are just around the corner. Men's and women's basketball home games get underway with the Renzo Marquette tournament on October 18th, 19th, and 20th. Men's ice hockey hits the Hershey Park Arena October 29th, and women's ice hockey will face Utica November 1st. For schedules and information, check out GoDutchman.com.
The Suzanne H. Arnold Art Gallery presents its newest exhibition, Numa Yasana, Works from the Mary Knoll Collection, a traveling exhibition from Syracuse University. This showcases a collection donated by the Mary Knoll Sisters of original works of art by 22 Tanzanian artists, including prints, drawings, watercolors, sculpture, and textiles. The exhibit runs from October 28th through December 18th. For more information, go to lvc.edu. The Vernon and Doris Bishop Library serves as the academic center for Lebanon Valley College. Containing over 215,000 books, CDs, DVDs, and microfilm, the library also features an online library catalog, wireless access to the campus network, study rooms, and more. The library, with certain restrictions, may be used by all LVC alumni and anyone residing in a 170 zip code. Their hours during the regular fall semester are Monday through Thursday, 7:30 a.m. to midnight, Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Sunday, noon to midnight. More information at lvc.edu.
It's a day at the Valley. LVC welcomes potential students to the campus for an opportunity to attend classes and shadow a current student. Academic information sessions and campus tours will be offered. Parents are also encouraged to attend. Day at the Valley will take place on Friday, October 28th from 8 to 1 and Friday, November 11th from 8 to 1. For more information or to register, go to lvc.edu and click on the Schedule a Visit to Campus link.
And welcome back here on the postgame show. Brian Kaiser with you here. John Wilsbach down on the field, efforting to get an interview with head coach Joe Beeler, who is, I can just tell right now, body language right now, he is fired up down there. Unfortunately for his football team, they lose one here today at Lycoming by a score of 27-24. But we may look back at this game as when this team turned the corner. They Flying Dutchman dropped to 1-6 on the season, ensuring themselves of a losing season in 2016. But what an effort from this team to come back. After falling behind 21-0, they roar off with 24 straight points. But Lycoming found a way to get it done by scoring the final touchdown of this game. As soon as LVC took the lead, it was responded to by Lycoming with a touchdown. And after that, LVC attempting to get down the field on a fourth down play through an interception with just 19 seconds left to go to end the football game. And the Flying Dutchmen go down to defeat here again today, this time to Lycoming, 27-24. Let's take a look quickly at what's going on in the scoreboard across the MAC. Stevenson takes complete control of this conference with a 19-0 win today over Delaware Valley. Aggies, their MAC chances for the championship are done with that loss as they drop to 4-2 overall. Albright and Widener still are in the chase. Albright will be 5-1. They're up 69-13 over Wilkes in the fourth quarter. Widener also 5-1. They will beat Misericordia today. 51-9 is the score. Misericordia, the next opponent for LVC, as they will remain winless at 0-7 on the year. And King's College has gotten 5 touchdowns produced by Zach Whitehead, their quarterback, 3 runs and 2 passes. And King's is up on FDU Forum in the fourth, 45-6. And those are the next two opponents for LVC. And the fact that the team showed the heart that they did down the stretch of this game gives you the thought that at least the next two games for sure, good things may be coming back to the Valley, because the two opponents today that LVC will play next, Misericordia and FDU Forum. What does LVC do very well? They run the football. What do those teams do? They give up yards on the ground. Misericordia has given up 338 yards rushing today to Widener. FDU Forum has done them worse. 356 yards given up today to King's College. So it could be an opportunity for the LVC running game to continue what they started getting back on track in this one. Let's take a look at the final scoring recap of this one. Lycoming scoring the first 3 touchdowns, 1 in the first quarter, 2 in the second quarter. A Nick Costello 9-yard touchdown reception from Chase Whiteman, a Keegan Morrison 12-yard touchdown catch from Colin Wright, and then a 57-yard Blake Bowman touchdown run that followed a Tim Peroni interception. LVC would score right before halftime. They made a quarterback change. They decided to bench Peroni in favor of Tyler Sterner, and Sterner made it pay off, leading and sparking the team to a touchdown drive, capped off by a 4-yard touchdown run by John Jones on fourth down and 1 from the 4. And the Marcus Brown extra point made it 21-7 at halftime. And you had that feeling. There just might be something left in this LVC team here today, and we saw that in the second half. In the third quarter, a 6-play, 47-yard drive capped off by a 30-yard touchdown pass from Sterner to Michael Gavel with 7:11 left to go in the third. LVC trailed by just 7, 21-14. LVC then would get the ball right back, would ensue on a 16-play, 69-yard, 7-minute, 8-second drive. But they were stymied near the goal line and had to kick the field goal after a sack. Marcus Brown converted from 28 yards out with 12:05 left to go in the fourth. It was 21-17 Lycoming. LVC would once again get the ball, this time after a turnover, a recovery of a fumble that was forced by Kyle Murray and recovered by Brendan Yetter. And Michael Gavel would have his second touchdown catch of the game with 4:37 left to go. Gavel's 9-yard touchdown reception from Tyler Sterner made the game 24-21 after the Marcus Brown extra point. But Lycoming would then drive the ball right down the field, capping it off with a 34-yard touchdown catch. Nick Costello from Chase Whiteman with a minute 25 left to go. Lycoming had wrestled the lead back, but the extra point was no good, meaning the Flying Dutchman needed a field goal to tie it. Touchdown to win, they would get neither, as they were able to get the ball into Lycoming territory, but not close enough to get a field goal. And on fourth down, from the 45-yard line, Sterner is only interception of the game, thrown into double coverage and trying to make a play at the end of the game And that would do it with 20 seconds left to go. Lycoming the victory here today by a final score of 27-24. Let's go down to John Wilsbach. He's got Coach Joe Beeler.
First of all, I'm really proud of our team. The record we have had the 2 weeks we had against two good teams in Del Valle and Widener to come out and give up 21 straight points. Normal teams, that's when things fold and people start to fight amongst themselves and all the bad things that can come with that kind of stuff. This group, no way. They fight like that. What I'm telling you, and I'm going to keep saying it, and people that are listening are probably going to turn the radio down, but this team practices so hard. They care so deeply. They work so hard. And as I just said, their wins are going to come. They're going to will them to come. And today we just came up short.
We're going to get back on the practice field and watch tape and figure out why we started a little slow and make those corrections for next week.
You made the move to Sterner in this game. He came in, and your assessment of his play.
He did some real good things. I want to watch the tape. I mean, really proud of him. Made the throws even into the wind, which was really tough, and really proud of what he did. And, there were a lot of other things happening. We had some receivers step up and make some catches. We're just a couple plays short today.
And some mistakes. A lot of penalties out there hurt you.
Yeah, I was really disappointed. I want to watch the tape before I make comments about the calls. But based on where the calls came from, for holding in the interior of the line, I just want to see the tape.
All right, see you next week.
Thank you.
Joe Beeler, back up to you, Brian.
Thank you very much, John. And obviously, Coach Beeler is proud of his players for the fight that they gave here today. It was a great fight that they gave. Let's recap the scoring and the statistics in this one. Lycoming, 145 yards rushing, 153 yards passing, 298 yards of total offense. LVC in a losing effort, 220 yards on the ground, 127 yards passing, 347 yards of total offense. So they outgain Lycoming. They outtime of possession them, 32 minutes and 39 seconds to 27 minutes and 21 seconds. Penalties, though, were an issue, especially in the first half. Lycoming just 5 for 55, LVC 10 for 85 yards in the game. As far as the turnover situation in the game, there were two turnovers for LVC. One were Lycoming. LVC was 6 of 18 on third down, 2 for 3 on fourth down. Their only miss was that final play of the game, but 4 for 4 in their chances in the red zone. Lycoming, 5 for 11 on third down, did not go for any fourth downs, but were 2 for 2 when they were in the red zone as well. Individually, LVC led by Brendan Irving on the ground, 20 carries, 105 yards rushing. John Jones had 10 carries for 50 yards and a touchdown in his first game back after a 3-game absence due to injury. Ryan Fink, 7 carries for 24 yards. Tim Peroni, 4 for 15. Tyler Sterner, 4 for 10. Evan Lysick, 2 for 8, and Steve Salerno had 3 carries for 8 yards for LVC. Passing the ball, Tim Peroni started the game for LVC. He was 1 for 9, 8 yards, 1 interception, no touchdowns. He was replaced by Tyler Sterner before halftime, and Sterner came in and gave this team a spark. 11 of 19, 119 yards, 2 touchdowns. The late interception was sacked one time in the game. His main target, Michael Gavel, 4 catches, 59 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Corey Keene had 2 catches for 23 yards. Travis Saylor, 3 for 21. Patrick Clark, 2 for 16. And Gary Wise had a catch for 8 yards in the game. Defensively, Kyle Murray, 6 tackles in the game, a tackle for loss, and he also had a forced fumble. Alex Trujillo had 6 tackles and also 2 sacks in the game. Brendan Yetter had the recovery of the fumble for LVC. For Lycoming, offensively, today, they were led by Blake Bowman, 7 carries for 93 yards. Surprisingly, he didn't touch the ball more. I still have a feeling that he was not 100% going into this one, but he did have the long touchdown go along with everything else. Dante Gibson, 13 carries for 35 yards. Brock Sulikoffer, 3 carries for 20 yards. Chase Whiteman, 8 carries for 13 yards. And Colin Wright had a couple carries for negative 12 yards. One of them was a sack. In the game, Whiteman, 9 for 15, 105 yards, 2 touchdowns. Colin Wright was 4 for 5 for 48 yards and a score. Neither one threw an interception. Nick Costello was the problem through the air. 6 catches, 96 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Morrison, 2 catches for 22 yards and a touchdown. And Zola Confer, Sliv Kafralian, Kim Bowman, and Gibson all with a catch apiece for varying yardage in the game. Mike Ward, the leading tackler in this game for either team. He had 9 stops today for Lycoming. We're going to step out for a 2-minute break. When we come back, we'll wrap things up for here. Preview next week. But Lycoming wins this one today by a final of 27-24. Back in 2 minutes on the Flying Dutchman Radio Network.
Did you know there are more than 16,000 LVC alumni living around the globe? Valley graduates from all 35 foreign countries their home and have settled in 50 states, plus the District of Columbia here in the U.S. LVC alumni are encouraged to become part of the Career Connections Experience, an online mentoring program that provides students and recent graduates an opportunity to tap into the LVC Global Network for exploration, networking, and mentoring. For more information, call the alumni office at 867-6321.
It's Christmas at the Valley on Sunday, December the 4th. Come back for this time-treasured holiday tradition as LVC celebrates the joys of the season. Performances on Sunday, December 4th at Miller Chapel, 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. It's Christmas at the Valley, Sunday, December 4th. For more information, it's lvc.edu.
This year's LVC Colloquium Series is called Memory. On Thursday, October 27th, Professor Wendy Suzuki will present the astonishing truth about exercise in the brain at Zimmerman Hall. How does exercise change your brain function? Did you know that even a single aerobic exercise session can change the neurochemistry of your brain and improve mood and attention? The presentation will take place at 6 p.m. For more information, check out the colloquium page at lvc.edu.
The Wigan Buckle Theater at LVC is back in action with Kiss Me, Kate. You're sure to enjoy your night in the theater as this comedic musical unfolds before your eyes. Set in the 1940s, Kiss Me, Kate is about a cast putting on a new musical version of Shakespeare's The Taming of the Shrew. However, their opening night begins with a few obstacles. Kiss Me, Kate begins at the Leedy Theater on Friday, October 28th. For more information, WiganBuckle.com.
And welcome back one final time here to Lycoming College, home of the Warriors, and the Warriors send the home folk home happy today as they are victorious over LVC by a final score of 27-24. The Warriors now 3-4 on the season, LVC 1-6. With his 105 yards rushing today, Brendan Irving now on his career is up to 3,606 rushing yards. And now to take the program's all-time career record in that category is now 319 yards away. And based on who the next two opponents are, probably has a really good chance of getting it over the next couple games if he stays healthy, because Misericordia and FDU Florham are the next two opponents, and those two teams have given up a lot of yardage on the ground, and especially today in their huge losses that each one of them is going to have. Great chance for LVC to get back in their winning ways and when they come back to Arnold Field next Saturday. And that's the next time we'll be with you as LVC will take on the Misericordia Cougars. And that will be a game where it's 1 o'clock kick. 12:45 will be the pregame start time of that one. Misericordia 0-7 on the season. LVC 1-6. So we invite you out to Arnold Field for that one. I'd like to thank our studio producer today, Gary Groover, back at 1510 a.m. for his assistance in making sure that everyone gets this game out there on the radio. Also to Darren Rank back at our WMSS studios for keeping us and our internet feed up as well. For John Wilsbach, this is Brian Kaiser saying good afternoon from Williamsport, where Lycoming defeats LVC 27-24 in an exciting game here. Person Field. We'll see you next week here on the Flying Dutchman Radio Network.
You've been listening to Lebanon Valley College Football on the Flying Dutchman Radio Network, 91.1 FM, 1510 AM, and the TuneIn app. Your home for the best in LBC sports is the Flying Dutchman Radio Network. Thank you.